Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let me get one more.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on the radio?
Oh, dear. Yes, you are.
Could I just suggest to your California listeners that since the polls are still open,
polls are open?
Yes, for the governor of California, that they vote for Don Geronimo, especially if they're using the punch card ballot. They should stick their dipstick in Don Geronimo's hole.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it, and we all here thank you for that.
Could I just say one more thing?
I'm not sure, but okay.
I just want to say, f*** Lisa Remedy. She's not that hot.
Oh, now, stop. Stop.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Why did you do that? I mean, no, come on, be real for a second. Explain yourself. Can you?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
What?
I mean, you behave so badly just now.
Because...
You know, come on. Well, guy to guy, come on. Why? Why?
I must be drunk.
Yeah, no. You don't get off that easy, pal. You're not drunk. Now, why did you do it? Come on. What guy thing made you do that?
Farfalotus of the blowhole.
No, that's not it either. Come on. You know, what is it?
Swollen taint.
Oh, jeez. You know.
Hairy nipples?
No, that won't do it either. That won't do it. Thank you for sharing.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
DC on home station WJFK is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Pip.
Is anyone missing?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
There you go. All right. So much to get to on the show today. So many idiotic notes that I've written myself with things to talk about.
Sure.
We have guests coming on the show.
Okay. We have real guests today?
Well, we got a guy on the phone today. We got, what's his name? You know him. He's the guy. Joe Buck. Oh, the guy.
The guy from the place with the thing.
He's oh, my
the,
God.
Doing the...
That's a poll.
Doing the World Series tonight, so he'll...
Wow, that's a bonus. I can ask him all about my Red Sox.
He'll be great.
relive those great moments.
Great. I'm sure that's exactly what he wants to talk about. Anyway, live from Miami.
Hey.
Well, I'm sure the only reason...
He's coming on because after... The Cubs and the Red Sox didn't make the World Series.
Who watches?
Fox needs a shot in the arm.
Yeah. Who watches? And listen, I'm telling you, that shot in the arm, and before we have our group discussion, and we're all in agreement on this side about Joe Millionaire. Mike, you said you were going to watch it yesterday. I said I didn't know if I was going to watch it. I'm not into it.
Right.
Got talked to him do it by my son.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, I had to get the click working. I had to pick up the click phone and
it was so good.
Call the Clickman.
Really?
And, we will fully discuss Joe Millionaire in just a second. We have to talk about a contest here. But if you watched Joe Millionaire, you should know that in our next break, and this is not a gag, in our next break today, we will talk to a guy named Jared. And now, not the Subway Jared.
No. Not the 5 grams of fat Jared?
No, this is not. This is a guy named Jared who lives in the Czech Republic, Prague.
Wow.
Okay.
He lives there. Now,
we're cool to identify our connection to him.
Okay.
So we can do that.
He is the brother-in-law of our production guy, John Norman. You know, John, he's in our fantasy football league. He's on the air sometimes.
Right.
He helps us with the funny tapes. So when we need quick turnaround, that's John's the best at that. And his brother-in-law lives in Prague. Now, his brother-in-law... Of the 14 Euro trash girls that were on Joe Millionaire last night,
yeah,
John's brother-in-law has dated two of them.
Cool.
And
if it's his brother-in-law, I don't know if I should point out this information. The only information I have about Prague.
What's that?
Well, I know a guy that goes over to Prague all the time, and you've met him too. He's he goes over to make like pornos. That's why he goes over to Prague.
Oh, him.
That's
that guy.
That's where
he goes over. Right?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And isn't that like, as far as Europe is concerned, that's the porno capital of Europe, right? Those girls on Joe Millionaire were plenty slutty looking.
Because, like, if you're an American, the way I understand, if you're an American, you go over there, it's kind of easy to find that kind of thing.
And maybe he... You know, dated him. You know what I mean? It's not like
is he over there because of the women?
Well,
he lives there.
He has a girlfriend now.
Exactly.
He has a girlfriend now, though.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Anyway, we'll find out.
Okay.
Not only will he tell us the girls that he dated, and it might be through clicks and grunts or coughs,
right?
And we might have to find out if he banged the girls that he knows from the new Joe Millionaire show. But he also claims to have insight as to what's going to happen on the show.
Excellent. Wow.
So who knows? It's a left field thing.
And I spoke to him briefly today, and I really do believe that this is going to work in Europe because he lives over there. He's an American, and he speaks perfect English. He's from over here. But
right.
He was unaware that the first Joe Millionaire enjoyed any success at all.
Yeah.
You go over there. Right. Anybody that's spent any time
seeing how you know what that is, and I love that, and I want to move that along. That is the arrogance of being an American, mm-hmm. and I say that's something that we hold on to, that we find it
that
amazing.
We think they wouldn't know. Oh, you don't know that was our big hit,
Joe Millionaire.
I have no idea.
His quote was, he said, "Does anyone watch this stuff?" I said, "It was like the Super Bowl. Come on,
right.
Dudes,
right? Dudes, dudettes. We all watch it.
Yeah,
it's our show." God bless America. So anyway, we'll have the guy on, and we'll talk about the girls. And I see we have an important call standing by. But I do want to announce our contest today, and it's a contest you don't have to come down for like yesterday with the piercings.
Okay.
It's a play-at-home contest to win the Wittenboro Laser Eye Associates LASIK procedure worth $5,500 from Lazy. I effed this up. It's from Wittenboro Laser Eye Associates.
Mm-hmm.
800-626-LASER. A lot of copy.
They want to get it all in there.
A lot of copy. Well, it's a $5,000 prize.
Yeah.
And we'll hit it during the
show.
Over
$5,000.
Yeah, $5,500. So here's the dealio. Now listen, the procedure will be done here in the D.C. metro area.
Of course.
So if you live in D.C. or Baltimore, no problem. If you live outside... The Washington, D.C. area, you've got to get yourself here.
So, I mean, if it was worth $5,000, you'd even drive, I would think.
Right. So just telling you that up front, that the doctor, Dr. Whitten, the guy that did...
Sorry, Sacramento.
The guy that did my eyes, Tiger Woods' eyes, right. Millions more famous guys than me, certainly. To get him to do it, it's a big deal. And he doesn't F it up. My eyesight is great. So the prize is worth $5,500.
Wow.
And you win if you're listening to the show right now. Everybody, please get out a pencil and a paper.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We've not done this for a while. It's time,
for
story time. Where the only way that you can win is by... We had a big conference before the show about the music for this feature.
You never miss with Herb Albert.
I think we've come up with a winner for today's young modern demographic.
Put on your dickie. Get ready to go out on the town.
So here's the green peppers. Mm-hmm. If you want to go out,
would that be the title of the song, Rob?
Well, that's what I had for lunch today, Mike.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Green peppers. If you want to go out and buy the album.
You can play that horn, man.
So listen, here's the deal. If you're listening right now, you've got the advantage because all the other schmucks who get in their cars later,
right,
they're not going to have the beginning part of the story.
Oh, screw it.
During the show, we'll stop and we'll give you...
Hey, how did you do that?
Hey, I played the record before.
Way to go.
We'll stop and we'll give you a word. Now, it might be in the middle of a conversation, in the middle of talking to Joe Buck, in the middle of doing something on the telephone. Anyway... By the end of the show, we'll have a completed story. You got all the words in the order, and you win the $5,500 laser eye procedure from Whitten Perot Laser Eye Associates. Okay, here is the first line of the song of the story,
okay,
which I have pre-written, and then let's take it from there. King of Queens TV star Leah Remini was upset because dot dot dot.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
I'm in.
Okay. So everybody, you just got to write that one down now.
Was upset because...
King of Queens star, TV star, King of Queens TV star Leah Remini was very upset because... And then we go three words, three at a time. I'll go first. Would you like to go first?
You go first.
Her. That's the next word. Mike?
Massive.
And here we go. Now, wild card to buzz.
Swollen.
Okay. That's the beginning of the story. And you're going to find a lot of times, you're going to want this story anyway. The holidays are just around the corner. I've been in the stores. I've seen the Halloween candy. I've seen the Thanksgiving stuff up. They've got the Santa Claus commercials already. There's going to be sometime you're going to be right there in the bosom of your family, and you're going to want to say, hey, I've thought of something that really means a lot to me, and I'd like to share it with you now before we break bread. And you'll start the story by saying, King of Queens TV star Leah Remini was upset because her massive... Swollen.
And we will have more words to come.
That's it. That's how you...
It's that easy.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy who, on the telephone who we were going to go to is not there. See, should have taken his call before we announced the...
What was he going to... Was that the guy from Prague?
Oh, no. We've got him scheduled for the next break. This was just the guy that just was calling in, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Now, he could have been fooling us from a hospital... Where he had been kicked in the nuts and had to have one of them removed. That's what we're looking for right out of the
every
box.
Day. We're looking for that
on this show. That
you give us a guy that's been kicked in the nuts every single day, we've got a good show.
Yeah, but we don't have that. Before we get to if we could all speaking of hospitals, Rob, where is Rob? I need my the religious music. I want to seriously right now. Yes. It's not a goof, like when I'm doing the Pope thing.
Right.
Oh, Lord God, person, thing, being, Hal 2000, whatever you are. G-Man, as I call you.
Hey, watch out for that.
For what?
Because G-Man, the other guy.
Yeah, no, don't worry. He's one G-Man. All right. He's got his name is G period, O period, D period.
That's right.
Amen. Prostate. You know Robert De Niro is a very, very popular actor with many people, but he's very popular with me. I'm his biggest fan.
Absolutely.
And if possible,
If you could milk the prostate of Robert De Niro,
you would.
And if we could all just take a moment, a collective moment. I realize that there are other people with problems, but let's think about this. Robert De Niro's prostate is all left up.
You are praying up a prayer
for his butt cancer.
Right.
For the prostate, right there around the taint.
Very curable form of cancer for Mr. De Niro.
It's hard to get to. I'll tell you that. You need one hell of a probe, or you need someone very skilled with a big, long finger like Arsenio Hall.
That's not done, Don. Use their tools.
Or Homo Joe.
Homo Joe. There's a variety of ways to take care of it.
Uh-huh.
But let it just be known for the record that we took a second out on the show to pray for Robert De Niro's bottom.
I'm sure that he will be getting the finest care available
for his taint.
He is an American treasure.
Yes, he is. He is, and for some reason,
bugs you.
You hear about this all the time. No, it doesn't bug me. It bugs me that he's a treasure. It bugs me though that he's got this.
I didn't think it bugged you that he was a treasure.
You hear this? Well, Mike, I don't like sharing with others.
I know, Don.
I'd much better if he was a cult movie guy.
No, he's extremely popular.
Yeah, I know that I'm not the only one.
No, you're certainly not.
To say
Oscar loves him too.
Robert De Niro is a great actor.
Much beloved.
I would milk his prostate and use the sweet discharge.
Oh, now stop.
In my Starbucks
latte. Oh, God.
That is the level of admiration.
Here we were praying for Robert De Niro and you have to say that.
I'll say it in prayer form.
Oh, God.
Dear wonderful Lord, L-Man, J-Man, what's up? Don G here, checking in. First, let me say things are great. Oh, so thankful for everything in my life. Robert De Niro's prostate. Jesus, I would milk his prostate.
Oh, my.
And use a sweet discharge.
Oh, dear.
In my latte with foam.
That'd be foam.
Skim milk, please.
I'm getting a little dizzy here.
From Starbucks.
Wow.
That's the level. That's where I'm feeling it, Jay.
You're certainly communicating that to everyone.
That's where I'm feeling it.
Jesus.
And if there's any way...
Oh, Jesus.
Any way that it could be frozen. I would eat the ice cream hearse. I would eat the dreamsicles, and they'd be dreamsicles. With the milk... From Robert De Niro's, you milk his prostate, and whatever comes out, I'm sure it's not, pure milk. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
A little too gay for me right now.
Well, no, it's not gay, Mike. It's
not at all.
It's an appreciation.
Not at all.
It's an appreciation of a guy.
I'll say
of a guy and a body of work, and frankly, you'll hear a bunch of phonies. Most of them people like me, people who don't know Robert De Niro.
Will you say Bobby?
People who just have...
Bobby D.
It's a tribute, if you will. It was a tribute, if you will. If you go up on my desk at work, I have... I think very telling. I have a beautiful picture of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a picture of my son and I.
Good.
Then there's a picture of the three and I. The three of them, three of us, those two and I. Then there is a picture of a bus in Chicago,
right?
That has a bus board on the side, mm-hmm, for my old radio show, which at the time I thought was just the Dean's Peanuts to have. And then there's a picture, yeah, of Robert De Niro that was sent to me by a guy in prison.
This is true.
An autographed picture of Robert De Niro.
You are an enormous fan.
That's how much he means to me.
Wow.
Give me milk it. Milk it.
Gotcha.
Milk it all the way. But this is not our lead story today.
No? That's
hold
not
on.
The lead.
Hold on. I would love to snack on Whoppers ate from his malted prostate milk.
Wow. Incredible.
Okay. Yeah. I got that one from Rob, but that's a good one.
That is very nice.
That's a good one.
Lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. See, sometimes he writes jokes, and
he just wants to do the same thing you want to do.
He just writes the innermost feelings.
This is true. The feelings that are deep within your soul.
Oh, but listen, enough about me and what's going on in my soul. Hey, say, it was about this time yesterday that we were discussing you.
Yeah.
And, please tell everybody who called who about Joe Millionaire, huh?
And you caught me at a particularly great moment today. I was in a very, very good mood. I'd gotten a lot done at the house, And I think you met with the kind of enthusiasm you like to get when you call my house, right?
Yeah, no, and it's not that
I was pretty pumped up.
It's not that I'm looking
at... And it wasn't like, oh, Don, you called. It was like, I was ready to talk to somebody because I actually was going to call you last night, but I don't do that, I guess. I don't do that a lot at night. I like to call you during the day. So, and yeah, we were talking about Joe Millionaire, so you kind of involved me in the click,
and,
you know?
And, please tell him now, what you said when you were going through your caller ID thing?
Yeah, I went back because I was looking, of all things, for my ex-wife's phone number to call her something about the girls. And I screen through my call log every time I want it because I never can remember her number. Right. And, I see source, you know, quite a bit of source.
Hey, way to give away my real name, Mike.
source. And it's all over there. And you're right. You call me all the time.
A lot.
Very rarely call you. And you call me all the time. And I appreciate it. And it's very nice. What do you want? I'm having a lovey-dovey moment. Why do you always have to?
Go ahead. I'm just going to say, and Skin was great, too.
Yes,
I mean,
it was
a great 2 hours.
You know that, actually, if you really
click,
I actually, I'm sorry for butting your head off, Ron. If you really understand it, I kind of commiserated with Don on the Joe Millionaire and with Rob, in a way, are, two separate clicks.
I see.
Worlds collide.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. No, it was good to hear from you. It was,
and good to call you, and good to call you.
Should I make my announcement about this right now?
I think you should, but first, and that's what I was leading up to.
I might as well.
Let me.
Here they are.
Bring him in.
Look, it's Warren Zevon.
I think that. hey, Buzz, and for Buzz, that's a really tasteless joke.
Because he's a fan.
That was Buzz, everybody, in case anybody from the estate of Warren Zevon is listening.
Right.
That was Buzz who said that. And here they are. They appear on the show as we head ever towards Halloween.
There they are.
And, of course, sitting next to Warren Zevon, there's little John Ritter.
Look at that.
And, of course, the king of this year's holiday.
Robert.
Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Hope. And here's Bob now.
Bob's leading the chair. Oh, he pulled his nose off.
Oh.
Isn't that adorable?
And if they show up at your door, if these guys show up, invite them in for prostate milk and cookies.
Absolutely. There they go.
Bye, kids.
Bye-bye.
Well, no, we don't have to ignore it. That's dumb to ignore it. I played Legend.
There they go.
Let's do this, and then we have an announcement here from Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, listen, first, it's a constant contest, so what's your name?
Zach.
And Zach, where are you from?
Waynesboro, Virginia.
Beautiful. So you listen on WJFK, correct?
95 WJFK.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're close, relatively, to the metro area. Close enough. I hope you'll be able to go see David Bowie at the Patriot Center Sunday, September 7th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster or go to Ticketmaster.com. Oh, and you've also won a pair of tickets to see Chris Rock, the Black Ambition Tour, Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore, October 28th. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster. It's Chris Rock's first tour in 4 years.
I'd love to see that show.
Thank you very much for calling. You must have had something to say because we were not doing a contest.
I did. I was going to remind you that you can milk anything with nipples.
All right. Thank you, Robert De Niro.
I have nipples, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Can you milk me?
Bye-bye. And Rob, I think we'll need a fanfare.
Wow.
No, a timpani, rather.
But I do not want the taps.
You don't?
No.
How about the funeral march?
Yeah, funeral marches. Temporarily. Taps, though, would mean total death, and I don't know whether that's accurate or not.
All right, I want to say, I had nothing to do with this decision.
No, nothing. Nothing. You were as surprised as anybody else.
I've tried to be as supportive as
you've been marvelously supportive.
It's not my moment, ladies and gentlemen. And now, with a major announcement. Major Woody.
Good evening.
This is Major Woody speaking. Now, here it is. Very straight to everybody. Everybody knows I've got this.
Let me just tell everybody, brace yourselves.
No, I don't think it's that big a deal.
Okay, now listen.
I'm realizing now.
Buzz is actually doing this now.
Yeah, I'm sitting down and I'm bracing myself.
Brace yourself. Rob?
Rob, I don't want tears.
I want you sitting Indian.
I don't want tears.
You better sit, Rob.
I want you sitting Indian style.
I don't want tears.
There you go.
Rob, it's not.
No, this
yeah, that
is.
Was, that was an effort.
We'll never
right
get him off.
This is like yoga for Rob.
Rob?
Mike?
This is no reflection on you.
Talk to everybody.
No.
Talk to the fans. Talk to the money fans.
All right, here's here's what I'm doing. The band,
mm-hmm.
as we know it,
yes.
As of this weekend, will be our last gig together.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes, why are we
playing? Yoko responsible
no!
for this.
I am, Buzz.
Oh.
I am. Yes. After a great deal of thought, the decision was made earlier today that the band, the Crap Blues Band, will be no longer and will be on hiatus. Now, I don't doubt that maybe in the future we will come back with maybe another name with some different attitudes and everything, but for now, the band has been extremely difficult to keep organized, and I don't have the energy, and the guy that runs it with me, he doesn't have the energy because
and
we both
course,
have our Joe jobs.
You have to wonder, is this a marketing strategy
yeah.
by Mike O'Mara Incorporated?
The reunion
Listen,
tour.
The reunion tour is not even on the radar, all right?
Okay.
The reunion tour is
that's what
not,
Cher said.
That's but it has proven slightly more difficult lately to coordinate with everybody. There are professionals.
Would you like me to call Jack Diamond for you?
And let Jack Diamond is probably very. Is his band still in existence?
I think so.
Oh, that makes me a little. That, see, that bothers me a little.
I think
bit.
So, yeah. Mike. Sure.
You know what?
That's why this is a hiatus. This is not
okay.
a permanent blowing up. It is the end of the Crap Blues Band.
Mm.
The Crap Blues Band will be no longer.
But
we
I look
will
forward
not be.
Mike O'Mara and Wings. This is
now,
really good news for all the tribute
the Dean's
band.
Peanuts or whatever, who knows, you know, somewhere down the road.
Yes.
That might happen. But it's just, it's a question of seven people, sometimes eight people, coordinating all those people and getting them into one place. Is not fun anymore. So it's not fun, and that's why we're not doing it anymore. And you know what, Don? Please, will someone get Don a tissue?
Well, so, Mike, you know, it's the thing. Here's what you've done. You're like Christopher Guest. What you've done is, it's like Spinal Tap.
Yes.
I never really saw your DJ band, and you know, I was one to mock a DJ band.
Maybe
always
the next,
have.
You know, the next incarnation somewhere down the road,
they were
maybe you can come out and see that. You know, but right now, it's just, you know, as you know, and I'm not ready to talk about that, but as you know, I've got some other things going on.
Oh.
And,
hey, that are, now, that's all I'll say.
That are pretty intense, and, you know, so it's, that's where it is right now, and that's it.
All right.
Okay. So sorry about that. And, you know, and
you a,
thanks to everybody that came out and supported the band. It was lots of fun. We had a good, and it's not over. We're all, you know, going to stay in touch and
wow.
try to do. It's just during the winter.
During this transaction.
Transition?
Transition period, sorry.
Yes.
During this transition period, will you come back to your former position of mocking disc jockeys with bands?
Oh, that's tricky. You know, once again, you
for
are
instance,
the master conjurer.
For instance,
you might be trying
while.
To get me in. Does that what, does
instance,
that mean? Does
I'll
that mean
something.
if I do that, does that mean I can't do a band again?
No,
no.
But I'll tell you something. I've got.
You'll mock me when I get the band back together.
No. Now, did I mock you?
And, you know, maybe that's really the reason. That's really the reason I'm
but
doing
then,
this.
Hold on.
Because somewhere down the road, I can actually utter the words. We're getting the band back together.
Yeah,
yeah. I really didn't mock you.
You did. You.
I tried.
You had to
bust
with
your
it.
Balls.
You busted my balls. It came from a very legitimate spot in your psyche that you didn't like DJ bands. But when called upon, you were very, very supportive in the best way to be supportive. And, you know, because we were able to promote the band on the show, it's no secret that's why we got a lot of the gigs
so,
we got.
Having said that, knowing
yes.
that, you know, when you guys, and look, Mike, you can't see it right now because I got my toe, I got, you know, fingers and toes crossed.
Right, right.
Your band gets together.
Yeah.
I've got something that I've had for a while now that somebody sent in.
Okay.
And it is a cassette tape of Jack Diamond, who's just the worst local DJ ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tape of his band. I have not wanted to play it on the air. It's
right.
like something they sell at their shows for $5.
Huh.
And I've not wanted to play it because...
That would in some way be hypocritical on my end?
No, because from what I understand, the music is so poor...
Right.
...that immediately all disc jockey bands, and not
yes.
that I've ever heard a good one, but all disc jockey bands suffer by simply being in the same ballpark.
I don't know. I don't know.
Mike's was a good one.
Here is Joe.
Joe Archer has entered the studio.
I just checked it out. The Jack Diamond Trio is still functioning.
Wow. That hurts me in a way.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
That he lives on, and I and mine is.
Thank you.
But I believe the word that is appropriate here is hiatus.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
You know,
like,
what's happening right now.
What?
Right now, Jack Diamond is sitting in just a pile of filth somewhere in his North Potomac home.
In his own issue?
Rather, in his North Gaithersburg home.
Right.
And someone's... Diamond. Because that's how he answers his phone at home, even though he uses a fake name like me.
Diamond.
Diamond.
And his rap on the radio is that he's, you know, he's the worst at it. He's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. Not...
cares about everybody, environmentally correct, politically correct.
Oh, he's got an S on his chest. It's not for Superman, it's for Selfish Man.
But the real him comes out, so, you know, the phone rings, Diamond.
Listen, I don't care what the F you're talking about. I told you, never call me. Now, this is when I nap. I do a morning show. I get up at 4:30.
This is nap time.
What? Hold on, what? You're kidding me. O'Mara's band is out? Oh, my God. No, this is fine. This is great. I'm so glad you called. I am so glad you called. I'm going to go wake up my wife, the tambourine player now, and tell her. And then call Pam, my good, good friend Pam, my ex-wife. Because
boy, you know, now I know. You've been holding back on
that. That's the kind of guy that I am. I'm divorced, but Pam's a good, good friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good friend, even though I've had her on the radio and had my kids on the radio every year while they were still valuable to me during that young 6 to 12-year age range. and then I broke up with Pam and ended up shacking up and knocking up the tambourine player in my band, and it's Deli Heights, Jack Diamond, and this is the part that I personally, me now, this is me, find most irritating, that he's a dual-threat entertainer. He's an entertainer on the radio, and he's an entertainer with a band.
So somewhere, he's getting a call right now.
You think somebody's exciting him by telling him about this?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's going, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. You know what this means right now in the entire Metroplex area? It's the Jack Diamond Trio. Never again to be beaten out on a booking by Mike O'Mara's crap.
Not for now.
Yeah. What do you think I can get for my crap T-shirt on eBay?
And that means, hey, get ready for this. The craft fair is ours. You call the craft fair and you tell them.
Yeah, we're not booking that.
We are in. Well, Mike, sorry about that, and I hope that...
Well, it's not a sorry thing. It's really, we're going up to Pennsylvania this weekend, and we're going to have a great time with everybody, and it's not anything other than, I think when you do something for a while, especially when you don't do it for a living... Well, there are a lot of people that do it for a living. There were professional musicians in the band, but the guys that started it, it just gets to a point where you're just a little crispy on it, and you got to take some time off and think about if you want to keep doing it. You know,
well, Mike, it's like you've said to me many times upstairs when we were talking about it. You know, it's all about the music.
It is, baby.
And you have said that.
But you know what? If I can draw a comparison between the show. You know how I feel about all this stuff around the show?
Uh-huh.
I hate it. I passionately hate it. And everything, the best part about this job is walking in that door at 3 o'clock. It was the same with the band stuff. And because the band, it was like when we were playing music, it was fine. But when we had to, you know, do all this stuff, and you got to do, it's like, you know, it's in a way, it's like being married to seven people. and it can be a drag sometimes. But I'm not shutting the door on doing this again, so get ready for maybe next spring.
Music fans,
get ready to give me some crap. Because I really want to come in here one day, seriously, and say, I'm getting the band back together. You know, and go down and find everybody and order a couple of fried chickens and everything.
Wouldn't it be great to get these people who know Mike in a different light than we do, to get them all at some point and do a behind the music.
A rockumentary.
A VH1 thing.
Because
I am...
Jesus Christ. Let me tell you.
This is crap.
3 years or whatever we've done this for. I will tell you when. I would never want that to happen.
What?
But I would tell you, if it did happen...
Yeah?
I would absolutely, even on our tiny, small, crappy little level,
I would guarantee you mine would be as interesting as anything ever that you would see.
I do
the only difference would be on Behind the Music, they profile bands that have had recording contracts and hits and stuff and not, you know, not a bar band like I have.
411. Make progress every day.
What cities and states?
New York City.
What listings?
Jive Records.
Thank you. Please wait while the operator looks for that number.
And now, of course, you know, the operator will have to
come. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because the system never works. Hold on. Because that'll be the operator saying.
Right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Please hold for the number.
Of course.
Okay. There we go. Now. So here it is.
7270016. Repeat. The number is area code.
Hey, what's that deal? I thought they had that deal.
I thought you can just dial 1 and
press
you can do
1.
It. I guess you can't with the
7 0.
I think because it's long distance, Don.
6.
Well, now I gotta sit through the whole thing again.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to call Clive Davis to tell him that crap is broken up.
Clive will be very upset.
Clive Davis is a...
Is he with Jive Records now?
That's the name of
his
label.
Is that his new label?
Yeah. He's the guy. He's the man. I mean...
He's really the man.
Didn't he break away from Arista and sign like 3 artists right away that were...
Yes, yeah. He did.
What cities and states?
New York City, please.
What listings?
Jive Records.
Thank you. Please...
Plays a worthless. Hey, Robbie, will you pick this up and write it down, yeah, please? How worthless is that? You're calling a machine. You know, that's one part of our technology advanced society that we've never really mastered.
Nope.
You're supposed to say at the prompt, you know, Jive Records, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like it must show up on a screen.
You want me to get him on the phone?
I'll call him. Here we go. Show up on a screen for the operator. Just makes us, you know, feel like we are getting somewhere.
Yeah, why did...
The operator's already come on the line.
Jive, is this Jive Records? Hello?
Oh, dear.
Oh, damn it. Hold on. He hung up.
Nothing. Oh, Jesus.
Nothing
Jesus.
Easy.
It's this part of the
I
show.
I could do a synopsis on the bit while we're waiting if you want, you know.
Zombo?
Call head of record company.
I'm looking for Jive Records.
Mention, can I say
Jive is part of Zombo.
Davis.
Great. Clive Davis.
I want him to know the crap blues band is breaking up, and I know that'll be a really...
You don't know who Clive Davis is?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
He doesn't work... Oh, he doesn't work there. Who's the president of your record company? Not Clive... Could I have his name, please? Could I have his name, please? You don't give out the name of the record... The president of the record company of Jive Records? Why?
What? Who's this idiot?
Then people call and ask for him. Hey, dope, listen, first off, Hey, dick, hey! That guy was really a dick.
Wow. What did he do?
He said, I can't tell you the name of the president because many people will know. And people will call.
Isn't that public record?
Yeah, somewhere.
People will call and ask.
Well, that was Jive, huh? Well, thank you for calling, Jive Records.
Well, I apologize. I thought.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, he hung up again.
Oh, bummer.
Hold on.
That's not nice.
Don, I suppose it's a small record company that you're calling.
Well, no, I thought...
I thought Jive was Clive's company.
Me too. I would just call. Yeah, Zombo, listen. Hey, stop hanging up on me, please. I said stop hanging up on me, please. Yes, I'm the guy that called and asked for Clive Davis. I know I have the wrong company, and then I asked for the name of the president of Jive Records, and then you said that you couldn't tell me his name, and I said, why? And you said, well, because then people will call. Well, how would people call when I'm only having this conversation with you? Ass! I'd like to stick you in a hole. He's already hung up on me.
Wow, that's not nice.
What's happened here?
We're just trying.
All you wanted to do was just mock my band one
just
last time and do a gag, and you can't even do a gag anymore.
No, you can't. You want to call him up and just give him crap?
Yeah.
And pardon the pun?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'd like to use my important voice.
Now, the name of the company is Zombo Records, apparently.
Okay.
There you go. It's Line 7, Mike. Yeah, I wish we could put this part on the air, but we just can't with the FCC. F-word CC.
It's two rings. Three rings.
Uh-oh. Maybe they are a small record label.
Yes, Zombo, this is Mr. Johnson. Can I speak to Mr. Washington, please? Sam Washington of Jive Records? Is this Zombo? He hung up on me.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the Albert Brooks voice. Well, of course we'd like to do that. Yes, we'll see if we can get together.
All right, one more. You want to try, Rob?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay, hold on.
Would that be Zombo?
Just trying to tell them that the crap blues band is broken up.
On hiatus. I don't like the term broken up. I used it, and I shouldn't have used it.
Two ring.
Hello?
No, you don't make you feel better. Be a nice glass of Robert De Niro's prostate milk, please.
And can I have that heated?
I think it comes naturally heated.
Yeah, but it gets a little tepid.
Three rings.
Three rings. This guy is having a day of his life right now.
Hello, Zombo. Rob Stein.
Just call with the dumbest joke in the world.
Right.
You know, a joke that you guys wouldn't even hear,
mm-hmm.
because you can't hear the guy say,
right.
Clive Davis is not here, we're not interested in the band crap.
Zomba, Z-O-M-B-A.
Oh, Zomba?
Uh-huh. Zomba Records.
Zomba Records. Who's the biggest artist on Zomba Records, Buzz?
Well, I don't know. I noticed that Jive had Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Well, now, see, you were given the wrong number.
Yeah,
then.
I think that's what happened.
Because Jive Records is the record company for Clive Davis, and now Charlie Broyhill's handing it.
Well, now Jive is apparently part of Zomba.
You want to check out J Records. That's a little bit about it.
J Records. Okay, so that's Clive Davis's new record label.
Correct.
Hello, Mr. Davis.
No answer, Zomba.
Zomba's okay, probably mad.
All right. He's on J Records.
J Records.
Right. Rob, I don't think that's why they call it.
Really?
J Records.
Rob.
I don't think so.
Rob.
If that's the case.
No.
If that's the case, how would you ever tell your records apart? Would you ever tell your records apart?
Jesus.
Okay, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Night after night, you work, put on the show, and you do the best you can, and after all, what does it add up to? It's, of course, all people remember is the night the chimp grabbed Larry's balls.
Oh, they fall off!
Oh, settle down. We're not doing that right now.
No?
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's what my life ultimately means. That's the way it adds up. Just a monkey and some balls.
The Don and Mike Show. Bow to their capricious whims. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, I know what you want.
What you want?
What you want is three more words. Story time. To win the LASIK procedure from Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates, valued at $5,500. 800-626-LASER, the phone number. Three more words. And I'll go first. Pus spewing.
Wow.
I know it's two words,
but hyphenated.
Put a hyphen there.
Yeah.
Pus spewing. Mike, you want to go or you want to buzz again?
I
want
to go.
Go.
Ego.
I was going a little further south. Buzz.
Was.
Thank you.
Okay. So there's your next three words. Pus spewing ego was. Next on the agenda for the show, we all watched Joe Millionaire last night.
Great.
And yeah, I went into it with very low expectations. As a matter of fact, this is how it played out. I'm at home having dinner, and my son.
What you have for dinner?
Last night, my wife made me pot roast.
Oh, good.
The thing
oh,
where
good.
You got a you've got a roast, and you just
fill it full of pot,
and
that's pot roast in the house.
And OxyCotton.
Never get
Hey,
full.
I got a question. Is it OxyContin or OxyContin?
Contin.
Contin.
Contin. So when people say Oxycontin.
They're wrong.
They're stupid.
That's right.
So it was the pot roast that had the Oxycontin that was granulated on top.
So you enjoy a very good meal and then go immediately to sleep.
Yeah, right. So I'm sitting at the table having my dinner, and my son is sprawled out on the couch like he does. He's a college kid back for a couple of days. And he says, Dad, let's watch Joe Millionaire. And I said, no. You know, I don't think so. I saw it already. And he said, you know, come on, please come watch it.
Dad.
We did like the first one.
So he was there last night.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he's getting up this morning to leave.
Right. So we go into the room, we turn it on, and lo and behold, I'm here to tell you, I am so glad that you said watch it, and then
I did not know it would be as good as it was.
Hmm. The guy, the Joe Millionaire guy, is really so dumb. He looks like Woody Harrelson.
He does.
And he is dumber.
Oh, yeah.
Than Woody Harrelson. He is dumber than Evan Marriott. He makes Evan Marriott really look like a refined European prince.
He is a cowboy. He's legitimately a guy that apparently, like, rides bucking horses.
Right? And is just as dumb as a box of rocks.
It sure appeared so.
And the women that they've selected, the 14 euro sluts that they have, you could not have done a better job. If you went to the cast,
they are so much better than the first crop of women.
If you went to like the cast of the Broadway show Mamma Mia, but you had to find the cast that was playing like the Lazy Susan dinner theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not Broadway,
right.
Not the Kennedy Center.
Sure,
not, you know, playing the Lazy Susan dinner theater.
Right,
where you find real hagged out women who think that they've got something to do with showbiz and maybe look Swedish. These broads with their big, gigantic, teased-out hair and the fact that they're wearing sunglasses to breakfast in the morning.
Well, they were all very hungover. And right away, they established the fact that these girls want a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And, you know, what I'm seeing is that this guy, no matter how dumb he is, at least from the first episode, this guy's going to have a much better time than Evan did.
So, we supported after one episode.
Okay.
There were 14 girls. Here's where we've got something a little special. The brother-in-law of John Norman, our production guy, Jared, lives in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many of these girls are from Prague, but he's dated two of them.
Wow.
The girls' names, incidentally, are Yasmin, Giada, Olanda, Carolina, which is...
Like, how many women did he date?
There was four. I'm just giving you the list of the girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying these are the women that he dated.
Carolina, Johanna, Linda, Alessa, Teresa, Jerusha, Christina.
They all ended in A.
Yeah. Lena, Anik, Petra, and Kat.
Wow, all but like Kat.
Those are the names.
To give the countries they're all from. Some of them are from Czechoslovakia.
But yeah, they have flags. I don't know the flags, but we're gonna call the guy now who says that he has in fact dated.
How cool is that?
Very cool. In the Czech Republic where they make absinthe.
Is that where they make absinthe?
Yeah, this is about the only place I think. So.
Wow.
Oh, Buzz. You mean you don't have it on a kegger at home?
Not yet.
A kegger full of
that's
apples?
The green stuff that was right. In a Moulin Rouge.
Looks like mouthwash.
Right. I saw a Marilyn Manson once on TV after he was showing some paintings after he had a six pack.
I plan to paint
of this stuff, and he said it was crazy. It's crazy.
You plan to drink some absinthe?
Yeah. Actually, I got some for my birthday, so I'm gonna. I'm going to try it. As soon as I get over this cold, I'm going to try it.
Where'd you get it?
From a friend.
Okay.
It was a gift.
But
is it legal?
It's not legal to sell. I don't think it's illegal to possess.
Okay.
If it is, I guess I'm going to prison.
Wow, you'll have to give us a full report.
I will.
Hold on. Well, you'll have more time to discuss that with Buzz. Because Robbie was just dialed.
I got
to
ask you, Buzz.
And have you even just tasted it? Taken a little taste with your tongue?
Yeah,
I hear it's terribly, terribly bitter. They recommend you melt sugar into it.
Oh, that's why, in the movies, they do that.
Yeah, like right, heroin. So. It looks like they're doing heroin when they melt sugar in a spoon.
They melt sugar and then you pour it into the absinthe, like through a strainer or something like that?
Yeah, because the sugar won't dissolve in the cold absinthe by itself.
It's got to be cold. Do you keep it refrigerated?
As bitter as it is, I think it's probably a good idea.
Now, don't it
cause brain damage, though, Buzz?
There's always that chance, Don. There's always
brain damage?
That chance.
Well, I...
No, he's not retarded.
No, I don't know. Actually, it caused madness, you know, decades ago when people did it, but that was because the alcohol was poison.
Oh,
this
really?
This is alcohol with wormwood in it, basically.
This is fascinating.
I can't wait to get well, try it, and let you know.
So what is... I mean, you've read all you can read about it. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's sold over in Europe, correct?
Some places. Actually, it was outlawed in France in 41. So.
Yeah, it was outlawed in France?
When Rob and I were in France a couple of years ago with Gary and boy, how quickly did
Sarah.
Sarah, thank you. Gary's quest was to find some of this.
Oh, I can't get through.
Let me try it on the regular.
Well, I've heard bad things about it. I've heard good things about it. I mean, it's supposed to, but you can still, it's still made.
Yeah, it's still made in the Czech Republic.
It's made in Czechoslovakia.
Does Rush Limbaugh like it?
I don't know. He probably would.
So they sell it in Czechoslovakia?
Yes, they do.
We'll have to ask this guy from Prague if he's ever had it.
Yeah, we should.
You're crazy. You're living on the edge, man.
Yeah, I would love to hang with you when you try it.
They dropped the E. It used to be spelled with an E, and it's no longer. They dropped that when they moved it out of France.
John Norman.
John Norman. Hey, Johnny. The guy you're going to talk to is where it came from.
Really?
Ah.
Tell him thank you.
Has your brother-in-law tried this beverage?
I do not know. He gave it to us. Nah. It was a little, about the size of an airplane bottle.
A little better.
We got it for Christmas, and we hung on to it for a while. Buzz expressed some interest, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, John. John's the friend.
Now he's the guy that gets in trouble.
I didn't know if he wanted to be outed on that.
And Johnny, you never, like, even tasted
wow.
it?
Wow.
There wasn't enough to taste. I wanted Buzz to have the full effect.
If you like it, I'm going to order a bigger bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you order it?
On the internet, you can order anything.
Well, yeah, but be careful with that.
I will.
I mean, be careful with that.
I'd try it.
Sure. Wormwood is actually supposed to be good for you, and that's the hallucinogen.
See, now you're talking to a guy, at least the guy in this room, Buzz notwithstanding,
right.
Who's probably tried more different things. I wouldn't.
If you told me not to, I'm not daring in that regard.
I really wouldn't. Of course, and remember your reaction to pot.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh, my God. That was like 20 years ago.
That didn't go well.
A million years ago, and I never looked back.
You know
when they say don't inhale?
Right.
I shouldn't have inhaled.
Are you having any luck, Robbie?
Not yet.
Getting through to this guy from Prague.
Jesus. Right. Paranoia, like you would not believe.
Well, Buzz, now that you've opened Pandora's box.
You know, it's like they have all the cabs on the street going by you going, Michael Barrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
Hey, I've got a little bit of information on the absinthe.
Excellent. Here you go, Buzz.
Van Gogh apparently was a big fan of it, and we all know what happened to him.
Is Buzz's mic off?
A lot
of writers. Oscar Wilde, Ernest Hemingway, a lot of people like that.
Yeah. I've had it. It's actually pretty good. It's kind of a bitter taste. You pour it over sugar, and it's not bad. I mean, it ain't going to make you see snakes or anything.
Well, tell what's it like?
It's not going to make you see snakes. What is it? Well, what does it make you see?
It's just like a liqueur. It just has that bad rep because, as Buzz said, the alcohol was bad back then, so a lot of people were reported to go insane.
So is it like moonshine?
No. Back then it was. No, yeah. it's more of a liqueur made with wormwood.
Now, but does it have any effect on you at all?
Yeah, it's just like drinking booze.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm bummed.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'll let you know.
Hold on a second. I've heard other things about it. I've heard other things
sure.
about it.
You've heard a lot about it. You've investigated a little bit, haven't you?
Well, now, I haven't done the investigating, but I know someone who has investigated.
He's done the investigating.
I know someone who has.
Done some research.
We went out to dinner with Buzz and Marsha on Friday night, and the topic came up.
Uh-huh.
Buzz volunteered.
Oh, so you've covered this ground before.
Yeah, Buzz volunteered the information. I didn't know that Buzz would want to volunteer it on
the
radio.
What do you know about it? What do you know about it?
Just that it's an alcohol. It's probably not that much different from vodka, but it has wormwood in it, which is a garden herb that grows in the shade, mostly in England. That's used for antiseptic for mood elevation.
You know, here's what's funny about Buzz. See how Buzz is trying to be nonchalant, but Buzz has been obsessing on this.
Yeah.
Buzz knows everything off the top of his head about this medicine.
Scares me. Hold on. Joining us now from Prague is Jared. Hey, Jared.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thank you for being on the show, man. Your brother-in-law, John, works here at our radio station.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for giving him a job, man.
Don't mention it. We had nothing to do with it. Prague. What time is it in Prague?
It's about 10. And it's cold, man.
You know what we've been talking about, Jarrett? We've been talking about absinthe. Have you ever enjoyed absinthe?
Yeah, I made that mistake the first few times I went out in Prague, but you learn really quickly. But you also learn to feed that to whoever comes into town that you don't like.
What is what happened?
Put you under.
What was the reaction like when you took it? When you drank it?
It's not like really as much of a drug as it is in a really powerful alcohol. And if you can imagine. I mean, I'm sure, Mike, you can probably imagine what happens when you drink a lot of alcohol.
So it's basically just a bad hangover, right?
I heard, though. Is it closer, let me just ask you, is it closer to NyQuil or is it closer to mushrooms?
Oh, it's probably closer to NyQuil, yeah.
So it just puts you out.
Well, I could use the sleep.
Listen, here's the reason. Jared, we heard that you've actually been out on a date with two of the girls who are on The New Joe Millionaire.
Years ago, is
your girlfriend there with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to have to get... if you want to...
However, I don't want to get too down and dirty. I'm pretty happy to help you guys with any information. I'm sure
we'll keep it very brief, because we gotta hang up here in a second. It's long distance. Who are the girls that you dated? What are their first names?
One is Carolina and one is Linda.
Kellyanne and Linda. All right, I got them. I've got them.
Carolina. Yeah.
And did you date them for either? Did you date either one more than the other, or were they just brief dates both times?
Oh, I can't find Kelly.
Carolina.
Oh, Carolina. Oh, yeah. Carolina. Okay, I've got her. And
did you date both of them the equal amounts of time, or did you have hello?
Hello. Well, who knows if that was that was the NyQuil. That was the girlfriend hanging up.
Or the Fox police were...
who knows?
Yeah. Don't underestimate that.
Yeah, really.
We'll try to get through our line to Prague again before the end of today's show.
And I think we've learned something about absinthe. It's not the big, horrible thing that everybody said it was.
See, it's just NyQuil.
See,
and Daddy'd like to try some.
Nighty-night.
Rob, don't shake your head. You would, too.
I wouldn't. I swear I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Well, you know, you're not a drinker.
Well, no, because it's more than drink.
Nah,
now, Buzz.
Or sake. Everybody's doing the green drink.
Buzz, what about the stuff that happened back when, and Buzz rationalized it to Frida and I at dinner by saying it was made with bad alcohol back then.
Right.
When it was made with... When it
caused blindness and madness, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. That's what kind of caught my attention.
Yeah,
right.
Only if you drank it every day and lots of it for like 6 months.
Blindness
and
madness. All right, I tell you what, brave guy.
No, I don't want to do it.
I tell you what.
I'll let you know.
How am I going to do it on the air?
Oh, no, not on the air. but perhaps...
I'd have a sip.
Off the air? Well, here's the question. How much would it take to take effect on you?
Me?
No, I mean just the average person.
Well, in me, it's like anything that's distilled, brewed, or fermented, a 12-pack.
Well,
oh, man.
The bottle that Buzz has is, how big is it, Buzz?
Not much bigger than an airline bottle, a little bigger.
It's a shot.
Yeah, it's about, I don't know, about that tall.
No, so it sounds like none for you, Mike.
Well, you know what? I'll just wait for St. Patrick's Day and my green beer.
All right, hold on, everybody. We got to break the Bucker, Joe Buck, will be on right up there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ooh. Sorry, we were not ready. Mike, Mike, Halloween is coming.
It is coming, Don.
And it's time to get rid of those scary old phones. Switch to singular and treat yourself to a new phone.
Ooh, very scary. Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate.
And Mike, get a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
The Sony Ericsson T226 takes pictures and emails them instantly, and it's wireless internet capable.
Mike, you'll love the picture caller ID and the downloadable polyphonic rings. Polyphonic rings.
Singular has what you want. Switch to Singular right now. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com. Or visit any Singular wireless store in the area. Be sure you tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per month. On plans starting at just $39.99. You pay no roaming. Give me a 3-second jingle here. And then thank you for your time.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor
about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate and urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
Well, thank you, but that is useless.
Oh, hold on a second. We didn't hear the last part of that.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
National Treasures, Don and Mike.
That's right, you heard
Hi,
right.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Yeah. It's like a big goddamn wine cellar, isn't it? You just go down into the wine cellar. Sure is.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
What'd you think of that, Mike?
And you just get that from me in the last break?
Yep.
What was I talking about?
Don't really know. But you were just saying that. That is going to be a go-to. Mike, your feelings.
I feel like Ken Stevens suddenly. Yeah.
Mike.
Okay. That's scary when you use like blurbs for me. I hate it. It scares me.
Spooky, isn't it?
It is scary. It's surreal.
Does it really scare you?
It's like an out-of-body experience.
Okay, so Joe Buck, here we are. We're on time for Joe Buck.
Well, he's got to be a busy guy, what with the World Series and all.
You think this is they're getting him here on this 444 thing?
So. Well, World Series, back in Miami tonight?
Let's ask Mike. Mike, what do you think? Yeah, I think so.
Can I see that tape?
This could be the great Joe Buck. Now, Joe.
Yes.
Here he is, Joe Buck.
Yeah, Buck, yeah. Joe
yes, hello,
one
hello.
One of our favorites.
Oh, excuse me, Joe.
You.
I should have used my cough button. There, that's better. Joe Buck from the World Series.
And the ALCS.
On Fox. You know,
there's no need to jump right into the World Series.
We'll talk about that with him, but Joe's...
no need to really mention the World Series.
Nice enough on game day to give us a couple minutes of his time. He'll be calling the game tonight on Fox with the Yankees and the Marlins. Joe, I'll tell you what I appreciate about you during your ball game is when they make you guys do that ridiculous sprint... what is the hottest city thing? And,
right.
And the guys on Fox, they go to a shot of them in the booth, and it's...
Don't they all have to whip out their... Well, I've seen it. They have to whip out their phones.
And Joe has to pull out the phone, and you always make a comment, something along the lines of, not that I would ever do this, but if you're the type of person that would want to go to Fox text message for the hottest... I just want to say, I don't know how many people watching you get that. I get that. Yeah, well, Joe,
the thing that we don't say is, you know, all we do is a percentage. There's not a gross total of votes. So it's not like this was 17 million votes to 16 million. It's 40% to 60%. And my question would always be 40% of what?
Right. Amen.
I would imagine even at this stage, your batteries have to be a little low right now. I mean, you've been through some pretty intense experiences. I mean, I don't think, being a diehard Red Sox fan, I still, if I can detach from that, which I really can't, it's very difficult to think of a better ALCS than you had.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of the battle that we're all fighting. I mean, if it's broadcasters, I'm sure to some degree even players, and definitely fans across the country. I mean, everybody was so attached to these LCS games, whether it was the Cubs and the Marlins, or it was the Yankees and the Red Sox. I mean, they emotionally knocked you out at the end of the night after night. But the way I look at it is, you had the Yankees, we've got the Yankees here, and the Marlins were involved in a great LCS with the Cubs. And while they don't have the national appeal, you know, by the time this World Series is over, maybe we've got a shot at some compelling drama in a game 6 or 7, but it is one of those cases where you got to crank it up every night.
Right. And Joe, will you guys address, now that you're down in South Florida for the games, will you address the fact that, yeah, tonight at that stadium, it'll be packed, but generally speaking, during the year,
And Florida was a slow team. They never really were out of it, but they're never really in it. Then they kicked it into gear.
Right.
They got the oldest manager in the world, but nobody went to see him all year. Then they get.
I know what you're saying. I have a tough time indicting fans as a group who pay to come see these games. And if you think about what they've been through down here, in a way, who can blame them? I mean, they win the thing in '97. They get the carpet ripped out from under them right after that. And it's taken a team to excite them to get them back in the ballpark. And I don't know that I can blame them.
So I would. Here's what I would ask you then. Tonight during the game, do you think you'll address it from that standpoint? I mean, have you thought about it to that level?
Oh, yeah. I think maybe we should make it our Sprint virtual manager question.
That's fantastic. If you lived in Miami, would you come to see the Marlins? Go to
on a May 3rd against the Houston Astros.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And, of course, really, and I say this... as objectively as a human being from New England can, I will tell you that it seemed to me that the only thing at this stage in the game that energizes Yankee fans is for Yankee fans to win 6-0. It seems like otherwise they're going to be like that first game where they kind of sit there and, you know, I agree with you when you say there should be maybe there will be some compelling drama down the road. I really hope there is, but I think if there isn't, and if it's a Yankee walkaway, that's going to be unfortunate with as good as the championship series were.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think if the series does get back to New York, then you're in a situation where fans there will realize that they're either, you know, they could be down 3-2 or up 3-2, but they've got to get behind their team and make some noise again. Game one, I've never heard that stadium in the postseason like that, and
right.
I don't know if there was still a hangover from Thursday night in the ALCS or... if there just wasn't that sense of urgency. But my personal feeling is if it gets back to New York,
right,
they will all realize that they're in for a fight.
Mm-hmm. And here's another thing that Joe Buck does great during the games is, and you know, the Fox, they got plenty of junk happening.
Oh,
I mean, they've got Ron Silver in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he doesn't want to be there, but you got to play along. They've got the stuff coming out of the left of the screen and the bottom of the screen. Yet, when the guy stands up, whoever the batter is, Or the pitcher throws a pitch that closes out the inning, or a guy hits a clutch single, Joe Buck doesn't say anything.
Right.
Which is very nice. I mean, you jump in almost at the moment when a group of guys who are watching the game would have been done talking. When guys
I do that by design only because I feel like you're bombarded with enough, and I'm a fan too, and I sit at home and listen to games, and I don't want to hear constant talk. I mean, especially when you're in the postseason and the stadium's going nuts. When there's nothing better than a loud crowd chanting and cheering every pitch. And when that's going on, all I can do is bring it down.
What do you do? Do you take you take a sock off and just put it in McCarver's mouth? Is that what you do when that happens?
We both understand that. I know where you're going.
I was trying so hard not to let my bitterness come through, Joe.
We got through almost 7.5 minutes.
All right, Joe, we're going to go backwards here for just a second, if you don't mind, because Mike is really a lifelong Red Sox fan. And just comment on this theory that I have about him, please. He's happier because the Red Sox lost.
No, I'm
because
not.
Because if
no,
the Red Sox ever won, he, along with everyone else in Red Sox Nation, would have nothing to bitch about.
Oh, come on now.
It would definitely take the edge off.
Yeah.
I want that.
And I think the Cubs are the same way. But at some point, you know, these poor people need to be thrown a bone. I mean,
thank you, Joe.
It's been too long, and any Red Sox fan will tell you, it's not that they lose or they don't win the World Series. It's the way they do it, and it's how things get taken away from them, or 7-game series, or, you know, Bucky Dent, or blowing that lead, or, you know, there's no pitching change, and
well, then,
whatever it is, they can always point to one thing to say that's where we lost it. I think that's what breaks their heart more than anything.
Well, then, since you brought it up, Joe, let me just ask you from an analyst standpoint, that game, the 7th game, and, you know, written about, is still being written about.
Not the,
in Boston papers. I have to ask you, what's your take on Grady leaving Pedro in the 8th inning, when he came out for the 8th inning, after you had, you know, you'd witnessed so many of those games where they had the middle guy, they had Mike Timlin, they had the closer, Scott Williams.
Like therapy from
I have to say, I have to ask, I have to talk about this. It's helpful. How did you feel about that, and now that it's passed?
Off with his head!
No, I haven't really come to that decision yet. I reacted because I was angry.
Managerial decision
I'm asking
ever
our
seen.
Guest, I'm asking, how do you, what's not your really, take?
What is your, stop it!
What is your take on, I'm grabbing that tape. What is your take on that?
My take on that is the same now as it was that night.
Okay.
And we talked about it before it happened. We thought Embry was coming in. It'd be one deal if the bullpen had been bad. The bullpen was outstanding for the Red Sox in the postseason and a big reason why they got there. My personal opinion on it is, if I'm Grady Little, I'm not going to leave the most important decision of my managerial career in the hands of an emotional pitcher who's out on the mound. I've got to take a step back, realize that the guy's over 100 pitches, he's done what he can, he'd already given up a run in the inning,
mm-hmm.
and with Matsui and Posada coming up, two guys that you want a left-hander to throw against,
right.
bring in the guy that's throwing 97 that's fresh, take your chances. But that is not a decision for Pedro to make. That's for Grady Little to make. And it was the wrong call, and it may cost him drastically.
Okay.
Is this closure for you now?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Joe, and I've thought about it a long time. I think that also if the Red Sox are going to make a change at manager, what they have to do is they have to get somebody who is an upgrade as opposed to going backwards.
We're
going to
stop right here with Joe for just 1 second. Three more words for the story time. Joe, give us 10 seconds here. Buzz, go first. Three words, story time.
Eager.
Eager. Mike.
Two.
Spew. Eager to spew. Those are your three new words for story time. Never mind us, Joe. That's just something we're doing. So,
okay.
How about Joe Millionaire? Catch it last night?
How about it? This will be, it's already been a great postseason for Fox and for us personally, but if I can meet him, wow.
How dumb is he?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Joe Buck dry wit, which we always enjoy.
How dumb is he? How great is he? How much fun would you have if let's say the series goes 7 games.
Yeah.
And they get that guy up in the booth, and he's got to stand between the two of you.
Oh, my God.
And you got to schmooze.
Let me tell you, right here, right now, that ain't happening. There is no way. There is no way. No. Absolutely not. I refuse.
There you go.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
Make that stand, Joe. Way to go.
Way to go. Joe, you're a pro. I'll tell you this. I watch football, obviously, as everybody does, and you were missed on Sunday as well. So get back to football.
I would have done the Giants Eagles, so I was glad to be preparing for game two of the World Series as opposed to watching that game.
That's very true, but missed you on the football.
You.
And I know you're calling the game. I guess the last question would be, does Florida have a chance?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I mean, but if you're Florida, you've got to win when Beckett's on the mound, and he's going tonight. He's going to go again later in this series, 6 or 7. He's got to be the guy to win if they're going to have a shot, and I think they do have a chance.
No, it's always a pleasure. Great to have you on this show.
Oh,
and, you know, you do a fantastic job. I really enjoyed your coverage of the league championship series.
Yeah, we all like it. Yeah.
If there's a Red Sox fan there that's as diehard as I know you are, mm-hmm. and you can still say that, then I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you were fantastic, Joe. And please give my best to Tim McCarver.
I will.
I like him. He's fine. I like him fine.
Okay, fine.
I will.
Well, I like things nice and dumbed down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that's the kind of guy I am.
I understand.
I need to understand that that a slider.
Right.
That a fastball is just right down the middle.
Right.
Boom,
there you go.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
What's your point?
That Tim McCarver says obvious stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay, I understand.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm not going to get into that with Joe on the phone.
Well, you brought it up.
I know I brought it up. I said, what did I say? I said to Joe. Joe, did I not say give my best to Tim McCarver?
I was just backing you up.
I did.
I'm just backing you up.
I heard that, and I'm not going to say it.
All right,
I'm going to restrain myself.
Very good.
Make some sort of footwear comment. I'm not doing it.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the game. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Joe.
Anytime. Thanks.
Oh, Joe, really, last thing.
Yeah.
Here you go. 3 seconds. Last thing.
Hi. This is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Did you like that?
How many takes did that take?
It wasn't the first.
Right, I'm sure it wasn't.
We'll see you, Joe. Thank you.
All right, guys. See
you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
He's funny. He's really always fun to have him on the show.
You are funny, because I know you bust my balls when it's a topic that I care about and I get serious.
I thought I was doing my level best to keep it in check.
For a brief period there, we actually morphed out of whatever it
is. My new crutch the long stammer?
Not right. The...
Am I doing that a lot?
No, I was
because if I am, I'm starting to get a complex, you know what I mean? I had to ask him about the Grady Little thing.
I know you did, and it was at that point that we morphed from whatever we are into. For a moment, we actually became like...
Real sports radio.
Sports radio.
Not the,
it's a very narrow part of my life that, that I'm a sports radio guy, but that's that part I had to talk to. And he was saying that during the game, but I didn't hear it because I was out of my mind.
Not the...
Anyway, there's Joe Buck, we are obligated to say that the World Series, New York Yankees and Miami, Florida Marlins, tonight on your local Fox TV station.
For Joe's sake, I hope they have some drama. I hope there's something compelling. The League Championship Series, they were so phenomenal that I hope the World Series even has half that drama.
Yeah.
Like where it comes down to the last pitch and a Florida Marlin hits it out of the park.
And now, let's see if this works out. We're going to make a call here to somebody who was actually at the very last World Series game. The last Yankees game. Do you think he's here? You've seen him?
I've seen him.
We talked about him earlier, and his car wasn't here.
We
always do.
Now on line one, Infinity Broadcasting.
Saw him in the hallway.
SK Radio. I'm unavailable.
Anyway, apparently he's running around telling everybody in the world, the general manager is here, Alan Line 1, that he was at the World Series game.
And how appropriate he was at a boring one.
He was so excited. He said, "Do you see this? This is the New York Daily News I bought in New York. It smells like New York." I said, "Alan, that's great. You know, they sell them at Borders, too."
There you go.
You see this? This is my hog. My hog smells like Fairfax County, Virginia.
Enjoy.
You can't get that at Borders, can you?
Right. I want
you
that.
Can't.
Boy, I'm finding that one.
No, you're not.
I am finding that one.
Lose that, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm finding it.
Lose
Hi,
that
this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
I like that one.
Hi, Charlie.
You could try Alan again. He just called to let me know he was here.
Oh. He loves the nightlife. He loves the boogie.
Alan.
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Here he is, the boss.
Alan, I got something really disturbing I want to make sure. You're not a Yankee fan, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
But you were at the last...
I'm a Met fan who beat the Red Sox in 86.
Thank you. That doesn't hurt as much.
You were at the last Yankees game, though, the last World Series game.
On Sunday night, yes, I was.
How'd you get in?
A good friend of mine called me up on Saturday and said, how'd you like to go to the Yankee game tomorrow night?
You mean the World Series?
The World Series.
Yeah. Try to, you know, don't feed into that arrogance.
The one that the Red Sox weren't in.
Thank you.
Alan, I want to say something to you. That the fact that you are the... Now, I hit the delay. I hit the delay, Alan. Are you still there?
Oh, I see what you're going into the next subject. Yes.
It was a topic I wanted to bring up with you yesterday. You were unavailable for a phone call. Are you aware that the FCC, and for everybody listening, I just said to Alan that had to be dumped out. I said, you were at the Yankee game, and that was effing thrilling.
And you used the real word.
Yeah. Are you aware, Alan... that according to the FCC, and I've got it right here, they ruled that because that there is no fine for Bono using the F word during the Golden Globes, Bono said, quote, "This is really, really effing brilliant." The FCC rejected the complaint, saying his use of the word was fleeting and isolated. The word may be crude and offensive, but in the context presented here, did not describe sexual or excretory organs or activities, and it was not used as an insult. So if you used it as the way that I did, and you said, that is effing thrilling, by the FCC's own ruling, this should be acceptable for broadcast.
Hey, but it's not acceptable by Infinity standards. So.
Infinity standards. Come on, we know about Infinity standards, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you guys, behind the scenes, have you guys had any discussion about this?
Yeah, we have.
And what has the Great Brain Trust come up with?
By Infinity policy, we're taking a different tact on it. So I'll talk to you that's bad.
That is bad, but it's fun.
That really makes me nervous.
I know it does.
I just said to him, if I've got the effing time. Here's what might close the deal, though. What if we could sell a sponsorship of the F word?
Wow.
And now keep in mind that it can't be...
That F word was brought to you by... No, because that spotlights
that
it.
Showcases it. Yeah.
That showcases
but,
it.
But you do it later.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting awfully nervous about this, so I got work to do. But thanks for calling about the Yankee game.
Oh, one more thing,
World
Ellen.
Series.
Here you go. One more thing.
Hi.
Go Red Sox.
This is Fabio. Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
That was Fabio, Alan.
Did you? I understand that.
Gotcha.
All right. Red Sox, Mike.
Okay.
Now I couldn't use it because it would be inappropriate.
Yeah, that would be.
But I mean, I mean, it wouldn't. I would like to be like Don and use it within the letter of the law. But
Here's how you do it. Hey, Alan, I know you got to.
Now don't use it. I want one.
Okay, then here's what you say to him. Hey, Alan. I bet you have to get off the phone because someone just threw an effing penny outside your door. Go ahead, say it to him.
Alan?
Oh,
jeez.
Okay. Bye, Alan.
Bye, Alan.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Hey, you're sure that's on delay, right?
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure.
We're pretty sure.
They're reasonably sure.
All right.
Pretty sure. Goodbye now.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Go
bye,
Mets. Then.
Go Mets. Get off the phone.
All my best.
I hate the way he lingers.
Dick face. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli. Just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt. No shoes, no ties.
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Chris. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, what a hoot and so totally refreshing.
They are Icelandic cowboys in the West. Don and Mike.
Okay, getting back to what we were talking about before, we were talking about the World Series,
right,
Joe Buck. I gotta just take a second here. I know that we bitched a lot about how awful things were working here for a couple of weeks there before
right.
our contract
mm-hmm.
run. And now I'm so happy that we don't have to focus on all of that junk. We're trying real hard just to give you a regular good show. And let this be just a way of gauging that. Besides the regular great, you know, hilarity that we'll come up with on the spur of the moment and the stuff that we have planned, I have now three separate files. This would be the file that has the stuff that is least important to the show, but we could get to it at some point.
Right.
Not even worth mentioning now. It's stuff like catalogs with celebrities' underwear. And,
right.
And if you want to buy a shirt that Kurt Cobain puked in, you know, I've got that.
And I do.
Then here I've got my next two go-to lists and stuff and bits and phone calls. The most hated TV characters.
Right.
You know, the Kelly Ripa stuff, where the power elite eat. And right here now is where you've got, the mother load of stuff just in case. For instance, Jail mail, yeah. Listener parody songs about Rush Limbaugh, mail from Seattle where we were canceled, but we continue to get 1, 2, 3 letters a day.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. From the tabloids, very dangerous here to get into this because we could end up on this for the rest of the show. There's something about Harry Morgan in the tabloids.
Oh, how are you?
JFK dated Nazi's daughter.
Oh, no.
That's in the tabloids. And, of course, Rush Rehab Ordeal Cabbage.
Bring the cabbage. I need the baby blues.
Cabbage. More about that. And about Rush Limbaugh. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll do this now. Make this a short break, and then we can call the Joe Millionaire guy back and play a game today on the show. That might be wise. You want to play a game, Buzz, that involves you?
Sure.
I guess, listen, here's my point. We've got an awful lot of S happening on the show.
The plates are spinning.
A lot of good, funny S. We're trying our best to make sure that we're not just complaining all the time. So just know we're trying. We're trying to do better. We got invited. This is beyond funny. We got invited by the board of directors of the Claremont Institute. They cordially request our attendance, Mike, you and I. This came addressed to you and I.
Yes.
At the 16th annual Sir Winston Churchill dinner, Friday, November 21, at the West Bonaventure Hotel in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Cigars.
Where they will honor Rush Limbaugh, recipient of the Claremont Institute's 2003 Statesmanship Award.
Oh my God!
This came to us. We received it today. I'll tell you that, you know, and this Rush Limbaugh stuff has been going on for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So they had to know in advance. Let me get the exact. There's the envelope that it came in. Here's the envelope to send our response back. Let's see, the Claremont Institute, blah, 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 blah. More than 30,000 loyal supporters. You have been chosen from a list of outstanding Americans.
Wow.
Founders Table, $10,000.
Is this that they sent us the invite so we can pay for it?
Right. Well, this is what they do with everybody.
Right.
Because there's lots of famous people's names on the list of people who have been in the past and are going in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you go all the way down, and then individual seating is just a mere $250.
What a bargain.
Per person. Either way, great opportunity for us to call and say what a fantastic choice it is for the Statesmanship Award.
Right.
To go to Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Churchill could not be happier.
I'm sure. Absolutely
that's
not.
That's such a great guy has
and
been.
And what a statesman he was.
Has been selected. How great is that?
And a cigar smoker.
Yes, he was.
But, that might have to be one of those things that we do off the radio and then get their permission. I hate doing that. I hate taping calls. The thing is, if you call...
This is my worst hour with the cabbage.
You know, you call a place now, and you got to do that whole crap with, we're on the air. Do you mind going on the air with us? But this is so...
Well, you do it one-sided if I called as Winston Churchill saying how bitterly opposed I was. The choice of Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, let me see if they'll go on the air.
A complete and total sham.
Let me see if they'll go on the air because they want
bollocks.
They want us to RSVP.
Here I was, a great statesman, and you've chosen to muck it up. You've mucked it up by bringing that bloated pig in.
Cabbage.
This is not my finest hour.
Maybe they will go on the air with us.
I should say.
Hello, is this the Claremont Institute?
The Institute's been on it.
This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. And,
I'm very upset.
We have a national radio show that's heard on the Westwood One Network.
It's bloody awful.
We got sent an invitation to the
Rush Limbaugh,
the gala, the Winston Churchill dinner.
They bloody
blown
it.
We'd love to attend, and we'd love to put you on the air to talk about the event. Okay, great. So, Rob, there's the phone. You're going to give us to Melanie.
Wonderful. Melody, how are you?
And when Melody comes on the air, we'll tell Melody how thrilled we are to be selected.
We are very thrilled.
And we'll say that we'll send our cabbage. We'll send our cigar boxes of cabbage.
Cabbage.
If we are to, in fact... And if you do the Winston Churchill and I do the Bad the Rush thing,
this is the whole time. Winston's finest hour. I will say, from the highest mountaintop, I will say, why have you chosen? Why have you chosen Rush Limbaugh?
For $5,000, Churchill Table, how many baby blues
I do not understand.
Entail me getting?
Why have you chosen to honor a man with such a severe addiction?
If you were to honor anyone, this Rush Limbaugh,
I am not to be admired, ladies and gentlemen, my cabbage. A man to be admired, though, is...
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Is your criteria simply to be bloated and smoke cigars?
Hold on, what's the deal, Robbie?
They're putting us through to the president of the Claremont Institute.
The president of the Claremont Institute.
Even better. They'll learn. Better than to send us this type of stuff, cabbage.
You should avoid it. We're just...
You should get on legitimately and then say, we have Winston Churchill here. Please.
Well, like they're not going to know Winston Churchill's dead.
Yes, they will know he's dead. That's it.
All right, well, we're still waiting to get through to them. All right, put that one on hold for a second. Let's keep that in play.
Very good.
This is the if you want to do that, great, the Claremont Institute.
I'm just totally offended.
Let me set it up with them, and then...
All right, very good.
Then we can go with it. All right, so keep that in mind. Rob's on the... hold on, here we go.
You'll be on the air. Your name is Brian... Thank you, Brian. Hang on.
Brian.
Brian Kennedy.
All right, and joining us now, Brian Kennedy. Brian!
Yes, how are you?
Dude, we're doing great. Thank you. Listen, we'd love to join you. Tell me something. The preferred individual seating... And the individual seating, that's pretty much, we told our listeners what the cost is. That's what we're thinking about. Which is the better value, the $500, the $20, or the $250?
Well, the dinner is a fundraiser to support the Claremont Institute.
Winnie, what do you think?
I think I'm totally amazed that charging this to honor a man who's in this dire straits. I just simply do not understand any longer. My God, man, you mucked it up. Why are you proceeding? Why are you proceeding with this sham?
Why are you upset, Winnie?
I'm upset because I'm a great statesman, a great leader. And now we have this puppet, this fat cigar-chomping buffoon who's being honored. By God, I think it's totally a travesty. A complete and total travesty, and I'm completely offended that they've chosen to put his name and mine on the same venue. Why are you putting us in the same venue?
Venue.
That's bollocks.
How much cabbage would you pay?
I would not pay cabbage.
We just lost it.
Brian hung up.
This is the worst day since Yalta.
Mm-hmm.
My God, they can bomb us. They can bomb us all day. I don't think we will receive another invitation.
All right, so that's gone. But we did get the guy on the air. And how
I say bully.
How great is that, though? They sent us an invitation. Like we're going to fly to Los Angeles, pay $500 each, and send in a thing to honor Rush Limbaugh.
You know, I know you're sort of discounting it, but you didn't mention that on their board of directors sits Pat Sajak. So, I mean, it's going to
bingo,
be a
baby.
Celebrity studded affair.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 How are you? Hi. I was calling about the absinthe.
You were calling about, Buzz's drink.
Yes. Yeah, you said you only had a little shot glass, kind of like airplane bottle size.
Yeah, a little bigger than that.
Well, I had the most horrible experience. I've got two full bottles, and I would be more than happy to give you all one and let you make some kind of bit out of it. No, I'm serious.
Well, what do you know about it?
My boyfriend went over to Amsterdam, and he had read an article in Maxim magazine about it.
And you better go with that one.
Let me just say, if you're planning a trip out of the country, if you don't go with Maxim as your guide, you're effed. You're so effed.
I guess it's my fault for buying him the magazine. But anyway, so he went over there, and he brought back two bottles. And, oh, my God, it just... And I'm sorry, it is not like other people were saying. You do hallucinate and you do see things, but they just might not have taken enough.
All right, I'm out.
There are different brands, and it comes from different places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I think some of it's not genuine.
Right. Ma'am, hold on, please.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
There you go. Thank you for your time.
Do you want the bottle?
Oh, yeah, Buzz would love the bottle.
Buzz, do you want the bottle?
If it's not open, sure, I would accept that gift.
Is it open?
No, we have one open that will just stay there, but I'll give you the unopen one.
That'll be great, thank you.
And is this all legal, Buzz? To give it? Sure.
Yeah.
He's excited.
What about to receive it?
Sure, to receive it, to have it, you just can't sell it, that's all.
I gotcha.
Very good. When can you get it down to Buzz? I'd like to look at the bottle.
It's, I guess, I'm either going to mail it or...
Where are you calling from?
Herndon.
Oh, so you're.
I was down. I won your contest for the mansion a couple months ago.
The mansion? I don't even remember what the contest was.
You remember when we gave away the mansion?
when we gave away the deluxe $3 million mansion
in Herndon.
Mike's mansion, the trip to Vegas.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, I got you. So you were a big contest winner.
Yeah, we just...
Cool.
Yeah.
What's Mike's mansion?
That day, it was another one of the many times that you were feeling sorry for yourself.
Right.
So we had an entire show, Mike's Mansion, where we had hot girls come in.
But I was the only one who made it in.
Why don't I don't remember. I'm sure you were lovely. I just don't remember it.
Mike, we did that. That's where this card is labeled Omera After Dark.
Yeah,
right.
It was like Playboy After Dark. It was like a heft thing.
Oh, okay.
And you were going to interview the lovely.
Oh, that's right. And I did the whole thing where we're very excited about the grotto.
Right. One girl showed up.
Yeah, well, what does that say?
Huh? Okay.
There you go.
Don't overanalyze it. Come on.
I'm fine.
Anyway, I think being as you won a gigantic prize from us already, you should just get your way down here and give Buzz that bottle before the COB today.
I really think that's imperative.
Actually, the prize didn't end up working out, but I just love you guys, so that would be my pleasure to share.
And, of course, COB means close of business, which means 27 minutes.
Oh, I can't do that, but you'll get it this week.
That's fine.
Hey, were you hallucinating during the contest?
No, but I definitely did after having three shots of these. You light the shots on fire, you pound them, and you're done. The first one is like you're kind of drunk. The second one, you're feeling really drunk. And by the third one, you really are seeing things.
You really hallucinated?
Yes, and I'll never do it again. I ended up...
Good for you.
I blacked out and ended up punching my boyfriend in the face.
Wait, no, you guys aren't listening. Listen to what she said.
I want to hear.
You blacked out and you did what?
I blacked out, and the next morning when I woke up, my boyfriend said, because he didn't do it with me, and I just punched him, cold clocked him in the face. I got mad about something, and... I don't know, but if you do it, I think it'd be fun if you did it on the air. So that's why I'd like to...
I blacked out, but it'd be fun if you did it on the air, because I don't think that's legal either.
How are you feeling about it now, Buzz?
Oh, fine. I'm still going to try my bottle first.
When she was saying that, I was pointing at Buzz, laughing at him. Yeah. He's the funniest. He just sits there with a straight face, no pun intended, and just,
So the bottle that you're bringing down, the closed bottle that hasn't been opened, is it the similar brand to the one that is opened?
No, they're both the same. We just don't want them.
Okay, no.
I understand.
All right, well, bring it on down.
I expect a little goes a long way.
Just give me a couple of days. I just got back from a vacation, so...
Right.
Now, what would you pour? You still have a nice 6-7 ounce tumbler of this thing? I mean, how much?
No, you take a shot, and you what you do is you take a shot glass, you put a shot in the shot glass, and then you have a regular, like maybe a highball next to you, and you put you take your shot, you put it in the highball, and then you dip you take a spoonful of sugar, you dip it in so that it gets kind of moist, the sugar gets moist, you light the sugar on fire.
Look at Buzz. Everybody else in this room is just laughing at each other.
I'm writing this down.
Buzz is sitting there like he's a college student at a lecture.
Well, I'll come do one with you, Buzz. And then you put the spoon while it's on fire in it, the whole glass is up in fire, and that dissolves the alcohol. And then when you shoot it, it makes it taste more like Jaeger. If you taste it all on its own without the sugar and
party
light,
girl.
Then
so
you end up...
Pardon me, but if the alcohol burns off,
the alcohol doesn't burn off.
No, the alcohol, no.
Okay.
But it's the best way to put it, and principally, speaking, it's like a catnip for humans.
I've heard it compared to Jaeger, too.
Well, it tastes like Jaeger when
you
do it on its own, it tastes like
catnip for humans.
It's catnip for humans.
Buzz is saying, get me a case.
You ever hallucinate and just imagine you have balls on chin?
Ma'am?
Oh, hello. I do that anyway.
Oh!
I knew that.
Wow.
Somehow I knew that.
Okay, yeah. Well.
That's right.
Come on down.
Yeah, you got to bring that in personally. Don't mail it.
You got to bring that to Buzz.
Okay, give me a day or two, guys. You're
That's here. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Very nice.
Hold on a second. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Hold on.
That's fun.
Jesus Christ.
That's big fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How's it
going?
Radio God. Long time listener, man.
Thanks.
Wanted to tell you that I've been trying to call your show for like the last year, and I can never get through because of that BM eater, Joe.
Joe.
He is horrible.
You know, one time at band camp.
All right, let me call Joe in. Joe, I believe you'd be, if I was to...
he's horrible.
He's our friend. Summarize your call. Your call, Joe is a dick.
Yeah, Joe is the biggest SOB
ever. This is a Joe hater. This is a Joe hater.
All right, Joe, you want to come in here for a second, please? Because we stand behind Joe.
Mm-hmm. And then I called and I told him, dude, I can never get through on the show. And he goes, well, and then I asked him his name. And then he thought, well, if you listen to the show, you should know who I am.
Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
I tried to meet you out here when you went under Danny Ocean's. But...
Here now is Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
So, this guy, what kind of a caller is he, Joe?
He's a 15 minutes after the fact caller.
Oh!
No, actually, Joe, I called at the beginning of the show.
Hold on. Let Joe hip everybody to what the 15 minutes after the thing, what that means.
That's the person who calls about the topic we were talking about in the last break.
Okay, and what Joe is saying, if we can offer further translation, is that when we're on a subject, once we are done with it and we're moving on to something else, the caller will catch up to the subject and decide that he's processed it and he'd like to offer his opinion.
So, for instance, now, Joe, perhaps this guy would be calling to want to talk about the World Series.
Yes, perhaps.
And what would your subject be, sir?
Well, actually, I called him at the very beginning of the show and wanted to talk about baseball, and he said, well, call back in the springtime. That's when we talk about baseball. And then you guys talk about baseball for like an hour. So Joe is full of S.
What did you want to say about baseball?
Well, I just wanted to tell Mike, Jorge!
Oh, that hurts. That hurts so much, you dink.
I know.
Joe knew what he was doing.
Now, don't you think Joe knew what he was doing?
Joe?
Listen.
He has no idea why I hung up on
him. Take your cold, cold, clammy, fleshy hands and put them on your warm, moist genitals.
They're
right now.
Right now.
Yeah, do it right now. How old are you?
How could you, Don? How could you not do it?
How old are you?
24.
24. What is your problem?
What is my problem?
Yes, don't answer a question with a question!
You love that.
You love what?
You love when I answer your question with a question.
Oh, see. Oh, God, these guys.
Joe, you're right. This guy is.
Joe, you deserve a raise. This is the biggest.
I just got one.
This is the biggest dick we've had in 3 weeks.
Oh, and listen, hold on. Goodbye, Dick. Speaking of that, I have to ask a question on behalf of all who work here. Joe, you did get a raise.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to say something.
About you got a 3% raise?
Of course.
Congratulations.
Rob got a 3%? Buzzy?
No.
Buzzy's not. He's not a salaried employee.
I'll say.
Hold on, Biggs.
I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
But
hey, try to contain that enthusiasm.
But aren't you the one, Charlie, who told me that they told you that you're getting it because you're special, but not everybody was getting the 3% raise?
I think if they tell everyone that you're special and you're getting it.
Right.
But didn't you tell me that the way it was told to you is...
not everyone's going to get it.
Not everybody's going to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's okay, because I haven't had a 3%er for 2 years. So, I mean, I know how it is. Some people get them, some people don't.
Well, what I think you guys ought to do, the three of you, is find the people that didn't get them and just mention it to them.
Joe got one. Who didn't?
Wow. All right, Charlie, you kind of beat me to that one, but good going.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, Joe, I'd say that would be your assignment now, to find somebody in the building who didn't get the 3% cost of living increase this time around.
Right.
Okay, because let's find out if Joe is the loneliest number.
Joe, you can walk up to people and in your wonderful style just walk up and go, hey, I got a raise, did you? That's it.
And you know, I'm not like that.
I know you're not like that.
I'll ask around.
Hold on, I got the song right here.
Do you think Michael Hughes got a raise?
That'd be interesting. You could ask him.
Well, no, he's one of those...
He's a muckety-muck.
One of those jerk faces, but I'm talking about just, you know, the regular rank and file, the regular people here. Joe is the lowest you can go at infinity.
You really think so? Do you think he really is?
Joe, he's the oldest phone screener in the world, and he's the bottom of the food chain at infinity. Joe, I hope you turn it around. Rob is higher on the list than Joe is. Hey, I got one here. How about Wendell Hall? Hey, he might be below Joe.
Oh. You know what? That could be very, very dangerous.
Because Joe is the lowest rung at infinity.
Charlie Broyhill's entered the studio.
You're forgetting Greg Edger.
Greg Edger.
And he got a raise.
Greg Edger's lower
Greg
than
Edger
Joe.
Greg Edger got a raise?
Good.
What, Joe?
Good for everybody who got a raise.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just no good anymore being Joe around here. Because my 3% just barely keeps me in my favorite beer.
There you go with that one.
Joe is the lowest employee. Joe.
All right, Joe, so do you think anybody didn't get it?
You frightened me now because you've mentioned Wendell. And now, right, now I'm dying of curiosity. And I will not, I don't even want to be in the effing building if he didn't get one.
Who's Eric?
Oh, hold on. I'm on top of the building and you're all going to die.
Joe is the lowest employee at Infinity.
Greg Edger is. We confirmed that.
But Greg Edger got a raise too.
This is true.
You know what, Joe? Sure. I take it back. Hey, Wendell.
No.
Who's this?
Oh no, this. Wendell, sorry. This is Wendell, and he just... See, I'm tracking with Wendell here.
Yeah. You didn't get the raise?
We brought it up, and now we have to address it, and you didn't?
This is not Wendell.
Oh, who is this?
Who is this?
This is Tony.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Tony, did you get a 3%er?
No.
No, okay. Is Wendell around?
No, he's not.
Oh, no. Is he supposed to be around?
Yeah, he just went to pick up a box. Be back.
Oh my god!
Oh no,
Tony. Are you're kind of Wendell's supervisor in engineering?
I haven't been. That hasn't been confirmed yet. No.
Well, never mind. I'll call Alan. Bye, Tony. Right.
By the way, on my employee review, I got low marks for communication.
Huh. Shocker.
I told Cameron it was because this place is like junior high, and if you tell one person, you might as well expect everybody
else. Hey, can you bring it in? Would you bring your report card in?
It's at home.
Will you bring it in tomorrow?
Oh, please bring it in. Will it be entertaining?
I guess so.
Yeah, of course it will.
I've seen the form.
Cameron must have a copy of it.
Oh, he does. That's true. It would be in my personnel file.
We could
call Cameron.
What's Cameron's phone number?
I don't know.
Joe's report card.
Hey, Robbie, Buzz, what's Cameron's phone number?
Joe demonstrates tremendous potential.
872.
Right. Like a report card. Oh, God.
Let's
find
out if Joe is the low number. Hey, Cameron, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hey, you know, Alan did speak to me about the cost of living increases.
Yes.
3%.
Yes.
That's all Infinity's giving its employees.
Yes.
Can you tell me, did everybody who works here get a 3% raise?
I cannot tell you that.
Can you just say if some people, I won't push on who did, but were there some people who didn't get the 3% raise?
I don't feel comfortable going into that on the air.
How about Wendell? Did Wendell get one?
That's not up to me.
Oh, it's not up to you whether he gets one or it's not up to you. All I'm asking is, like, did he?
I honestly don't know. Hey, he's not under my purview.
Okay.
If we send Joe up during the commercials, will you give Joe his report card to bring down and read to us? His evaluation?
Yeah. All right, go up there and get it, Joe.
Okay.
Go get the report card.
There he is. There you go. Pretty sure.
Joe is the lowest employee at Infinity.
Very delicate subject with all this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you don't know what's going on.
See, the way it was laid out to me was that...
Cameron, is Cameron still on the line?
Yeah, he's there.
I can go.
Okay.
No, don't go.
Okay.
The way it was laid out
Cameron,
to me...
Cameron, you're sounding more like a program director.
Oh, F you. Wait, based on Alan's conversation, I should have just said it.
The way it was explained to me was that... Not everyone was getting the 3%. That was the first story. And then I heard, yeah, everybody's getting it. But they're telling everybody that not everybody's getting it, so you feel better about only getting
3%. So they're tapping people on the shoulder and saying you're special.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, everyone is special here at WJFK.
Yes, and that's the kind of talk that's scaring me, Cameron.
Joe is the lowest employee.
No, he's a good man.
He's a good man. He's just got some communication problems.
Yes, he does.
If Joe is not the lowest employee at Infinity,
here he comes.
Then name one who is lower than he is.
I can't do it.
Joe with his report card. Joe.
Howdy.
May I have it?
Sure.
Thank you.
By the way, look at Cameron's handwriting.
I know. Cameron, you got retard handwriting.
I admit that freely.
Infinity Broadcasting Performance Appraisal. Use this form to appraise... Oh, you know what?
You know, you should have that voice.
Use this form.
Hold on. It's too good. We got a break.
Use this form when evaluating an employee.
You still have yours?
Yeah.
Get yours out.
Okay.
I'm going to compare in the next break.
Oh,
I've already seen Rob's.
I love my job. I okay. swear
Thanks,
to God.
Thanks, Cameron.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Cameron.
Oh, Cameron?
Yes, sir.
Cameron.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
This is Fabio. Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Cameron. We'll be right effing back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
Give me a Hummer.
The Don and Mike Show.
There was the tumor.
They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
Here's the one I was looking for.
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a Hummer.
Yeah. Just do that last one.
That's the part we always miss.
Story time.
Yes.
Get them out, everybody. Get out your pads and your pencils and your papers. Story time. We're giving away every day this week, including today, laser eye surgery with $5,500 from Winton Perot Laser Eye Associates. With the best of technology now, you can have DC's premier LASIK surgeons and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable... What are you playing the...
Man, I really thought that was on the CD there, Rob.
Because I love that.
What are you doing with a cow?
Where'd you get a...
Was that Ron and Fez's?
Yeah, but you can't listen to Blue Oyster Cult and not dig on the cowbell.
Okay. Don't be ripping off their bits, man.
Okay, baby.
That's a Ron and Fez bit. That's
Give me the start of a Rolling Stones song.
Honky Tonk Woman.
Thank you very much. All right. Almost right. All
right. Well,
yeah.
All right. He's Rob.
He's
for him.
He's
Rob. For him, that was like
that was major motor coordination success. I understand.
That was very rhythmic.
Right.
Over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month no interest financing. Call 800-626-LASER. What do you need to know? The guy Dr. Whitney did my eyes, and a guy you may have heard of, Tiger Woods.
I just have a question about
We're both
this.
Internationally famous, and we both have perfect vision.
When he did this procedure, did he make them prettier?
Mike, I don't remember. Okay. I was sleeping for the procedure.
Oh. Were you really? No, you can't sleep.
And I believe, this is the first time I've ever said this, yeah. Dr. Whitten fondled me. I felt
the person to be asleep during laser eye surgery.
I felt his cold, clammy flesh
right.
against my warm, hot genitals.
Man.
No, I kid.
You kid because you love.
I kid because Dr. Whitten never touched me.
He touched your eyes.
He sure did, Mike.
With his laser. Oh.
You know, the only thing that I found unusual when he did the surgery, he said, take your pants off. And bend over. It was rear laser entry.
Huh.
Anyway, really, the guy was great. Yeah. The guy, and we're giving it away today.
Wow. You're good.
So here are three more words for story time. Hold on, I lost my story time card.
Where is it?
Oh, my God. Have I written on...
You're going to need that.
No. Hold on. This is bad for me.
What, you've lost it?
This is bad. This is very bad. God damn it.
It's got to be somewhere around there.
Well, I'm wasting time. Mike, hold yours up.
All right.
Can
here
I
it
see
is.
Yours? Can you see it for a second, and I'll be glad to...
All right, go ahead.
Help out.
Go ahead.
Okay, Buzz, why don't you go first?
Poisonous.
Poisonous?
Can I go second?
Yeah.
Vindictive.
Wow.
Wow, what's the word I want? I know what, but I want a different word though. I know what you want. I mean, you want like venom or something like that, or
yeah. It's probably the only word that can work in there.
No, I want again. I'm going to go with a hyphen here. Vaginal. Hold on, let me make sure this. Yeah, yes, vaginal bile.
Excellent. There you go.
Yum.
That works.
Taste. Vaginal bile. And I'm sorry, I'm cheating because I'm using the hyphenated words.
Mm-hmm.
Vaginal bile. Thanks, Mike, for helping me out. to get a copy of that. And Buzz, thank you to you for finding out. Well, this worked its way to my list of papers.
Yes.
That remember, Mike, a couple of hours ago when you gave us the breaking news, and MTV's been calling us, VH1 has been calling us, Video Hits One,
right?
wondering about crap, the band breaking up,
right. Yes,
taking a hiatus, and as a joke, I wanted to call Jive Records and
right.
tell this guy Clive Davis that your band is breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
We called and some dick on the phone said that it's Zumba,
mm-hmm.
and anyway, Buzz researched it, and as it turns out, Jive Records, part of Jive Records, that's Clive Davis, he is a part of Jive Records, which is a part of Zumba
right.
Recording Corporation.
Bingo.
So thank you very much.
There it is.
To Buzz.
Now we know. There it is then.
The guy in...
Prague?
Prague.
Right. Yes.
Jared, the guy who's dated two girls from Joe Millionaire.
And eating those very, very delicious sandwiches.
And was going to tell us something about the Joe Millionaire show that we didn't know.
Right.
His cell phone is now not working.
Oh, no.
So we're trying to get him back.
Is the one thing that cowboy actually, when they get him undressed, is actually a woman?
No.
That's not it?
But no. Mark my words, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
When you see this guy, looks like Woody Harrelson, definitely dumber than Woody Harrelson, mm-hmm. even dumber than when Woody Harrelson is pretending to be a dumb guy.
Wow.
Oh, which brings me to... And I'll have to write this on a note to talk about some other day. How sad it is to see Cuba Gooding Jr. going.
What's
down,
he doing now?
Playing the Tard card.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the ads for the movie Radio.
Yes. Right.
This is about a retarded guy, BT, borderline Tard,
mm-hmm.
who apparently helps out on a football team down south.
Right. I've seen that. I didn't know that
plays,
was the story.
Plays yes. the coach. Not only is it Cuba Gooding Jr., great actor.
Right.
Playing the Tard card, he's doing it with goofy twofers.
You remember, he's got goofy teeth?
Remember those teeth?
I do. We have them.
That for a while everybody was wearing because, it looks so...
We had a great
goofy.
Show with those one day. We had a good time with them.
Yeah. Anyway, check out the ad for the movie Radio. Now,
right.
I've always maintained that for an actor, it's the easiest... Please don't tell me you had to study with a bunch of tards to be able to play a tard.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be one of those deals where you could... Buzz, the name of your drink again is...
Absinthe.
You could drink this stuff...
And then show up on the set and be able to pull it off.
And you're fine. I mean, how tough is it? He has to... I saw the ad for the movie.
Right.
Coach, I love football.
And he's got goofy teeth?
And he's got the goofy teeth.
And see, it's not fair using the goofy teeth.
No, that makes it easier.
It's very dicey to play the Tard card to begin with, because in Hollywood, some guys get away with it and some guys don't. I've always maintained it's the easiest, cheapest way out to get an Oscar nomination, like Sean Penn did with I Am Sam.
Right, right.
Some guys like, what's his name, Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks.
Right.
They can do it. They
Where do you weigh in on the Edward Norton in the movie with Robert De Niro, where he plays the challenged guy, but he's a guy that's faking playing the challenged guy?
That's fine with
that's
me.
That's a different thing, huh?
That's fine with
that's
me.
A scam. Gotcha.
Because you know that Ed Norton is playing the Tard card,
right?
But it's known to the audience that he's not really a Tard.
Right.
Like this Cuba Gooding Jr. thing, it's a movie, and they love saying based on a real story.
It is. Yeah.
I'd love to see the guy Radio. I'd love to see him.
Right.
I'd love to see. Does he have teeth that are as effed up
as
this guy's? And being as they're making a movie out of this guy's life and his participation in some football team, why doesn't somebody get him some better teeth? That's my question.
Why doesn't someone get who some better teeth?
The real radio.
The real
guy.
I don't know. These are
what's up, guys?
These are problems that you wrestle with, the things that anger you that I
no, then, now
that I never quite understand. But it's all part of the quilt that is you.
It makes me think that I could have done it.
Uh-huh.
I
know we're on a sensitive subject here, and I will share with you why you could not have pulled it off.
I could have played the card.
No, there's one very important reason why you couldn't.
Why, Mike?
Because you, and I hate to say this, would not have be able to get through a scene without laughing, as you are right now.
Good point.
That is why you would do it.
Why you
See? And it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
See? God, you can't even do that, for God's sake.
No, no.
That's why you couldn't do it.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I saw a thing on ESPN probably 3-4 years back when it's like this special moment or whatever. It was actually about the guy who they call him Radio. The reason Cuba Gooding Jr. is wearing those teeth is not to make himself look more retarded, but to actually make himself look like this guy because he has really messed up teeth.
Okay. Understood. Okay. Well, then that brings my question.
Right.
If this guy has signed the rights for Cuba Gooding Jr. to play him in a movie, and it's a major motion picture with a hell of a promotional push behind it, how come nobody's gotten this retarded guy's teeth fixed?
So you're mad at the teeth now, or what? What are you?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not mad at the teeth. When you see, I guarantee...
But if he's got the teeth, then he'll be more recognizable.
I guarantee when you see, and I know, Mike, you're...
I've seen the promos. I've seen the trailer for it.
You've not
I
laughed?
Didn't see the close-up. I didn't see the close-up.
You've not laughed?
I didn't know. You know what? When you just mentioned this, that's what the subject matter, I thought the one I saw... didn't even indicate that it was about a guy like that.
My son, who has a very high tolerance for all things that are politically incorrect, he laughed, but he had to give me a poke in the theater on Saturday. We went to the Jack Black movie and they showed the ad for Radio.
Mm-hmm.
When Cuba Gooding Jr. comes out and goes, "I like football," and it's the combination of the tarred card and the goofy teeth.
And the goofy teeth,
that I started to laugh out loud.
And to the point where you had to get elbowed?
Yeah, he was laughing to me, but he said, "Hey, you know, Dad,
Right.
But, you know, this hasn't been a sudden turn for Cuba Gooding Jr. Look at his past two movies, I think, were Rat Race.
Snow Dogs,
oh. And then the movie where he was on a cruise ship that was a gay cruise, and he was mistaken for gay.
He's been boxed off as poison.
Yeah. Mr. Skin had something on that, right? On the
Yeah, one of the girls.
The gay movies?
Right, exactly. But there was no nudity in Snow Dogs.
No.
And what was the name of those?
Unfortunately.
What was the name of those teeth? They called them what?
Goofy Toofies.
Yeah. Goofy Toofies.
G-O-O-F-Y... T-O-O-F-Y apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm. Goofy Toofies.
Goofy Toofies, and we had a blast.
Yeah. Well, wait till you see the ad for the movie, because you almost buy into it at first. You go, okay, it's another movie about another... Yeah, okay. All right. Fine. I want it. Is football? Okay.
And then the teeth are what got you?
I love football. And then I lose it.
Right.
lose it.
To the point where your son elbows you in the chest.
I mean, listen, take it from me. What do I know? I'm just the guy that pays the $8 and goes,
right.
You don't have to be that realistic. If the real guy has goofy teeth in real life,
right,
let Cuba Gooding Jr. just have his regular Jerry Maguire, Men of Honor.
Well, more of a challenge then. If you don't get to, you use the teeth, it's kind of a cheap prop.
Yeah, it's a crutch.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what about Billy Bob Thornton? Was he believable as a retard?
Sling Blade.
Yeah, Sling Blade. Now that one, you got to give him credit.
You
for
do have to give him credit for that. Yes. That was pretty awesome.
But
so
still,
you know, throw out Sean Penn, throw out Mel, and all the other ones.
But still,
I mean, you know, and then the one that I know that you bring up all the time is your Forrest Gump.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, 75. Mm-hmm. The IQ of 75, just dumb enough to be, you know. Borderline tarred, but just smart enough to be such a great philosopher and to be the guy who was there at the right time.
Were you and I the only people in America that hated Forrest Gump?
Yes, you two were. I think.
Really?
Yeah. We were.
Yeah.
And
from
the first time we saw it,
I just thought it was completely overrated. I stand by that.
And in that way, Mike and I...
But you know what? I go back when it's on cable. I watch it all the time.
Mike and I, to this day, are like those boys, Fred and Johnny. The D's is their last name. The boys that are separated at the head that are no longer separated.
Absolutely.
The children of Rick D's,
mm-hmm.
Johnny D's, and Greg D's.
That's exactly what it is. And when we do that, we wear our fake teeth.
It's you and I. It's like our minds are together because we were the only two people in the world that didn't like Forrest Gump.
You saw through it.
It just didn't seem credible.
Well, no, it isn't.
You know when they lost me? You know when they really lost me in Forrest Gump?
Mm-hmm.
S happens. Like when he ran through the puddle?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
All of a
How
sudden,
contrived? What crap is that?
All of a sudden, it's...
Yeah.
S happens.
Right.
Why, that would make a great slogan.
Yeah, exactly.
And then suddenly we're talking like the Joe Millionaire guy. We cannot meet the ladies.
Hello, lady. Just thought I'd write a piece of y'all day.
We cannot meet the ladies.
How are you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Ben Affleck pulled it off in Good Will Hunting.
Total tard? What?
Ben Affleck?
Goodwill Hunting?
Another guy. I get the guy.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's a Ben Affleck.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, come on. Hey,
I was a little upset about the subject matter.
That's a funny one. That's
yeah, now
funny.
I get it. Yep.
That's worth a prize.
Did he do it in Dare?
Oh, thank you.
Really, that's worth a prize. What is
that is great. Hey, I apologize for not getting that quicker, sir.
That's no problem. I understand.
That is goddamn funny.
What is your name?
My name is John Tarantino.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from Huntington, Maryland.
All right, Johnny, for you
I'm
tickets.
I'm still laughing about it now.
See? Funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Hard.
Funny.
David Bowie, Patriot Center, Sunday, December 7th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com. But wait, my friend, you made us laugh.
All right.
You also got the Halloween mask of your choice, provided by AnnieMask.com.
The Ben Affleck mask.
Order yours on the web today with free shipping at www.anniemask.com. Thank you.
Hey, you guys rule.
Thank you. You rock. Thanks. Thank you very much.
That's great.
No, we're up on a break. God damn it. Okay, I've got the report cards, the employee report cards.
Are you going to be doing a comparison?
Yes, I have. I have both of them. Infinity Broadcasting, performance appraisal, period of the last year, from October of 2002 to
right.
the end of September 2003.
This is how they did for Rob and Joe.
Rob Spiewak, job title, assistant producer.
Right.
Joe Ardinger, job title. Phone screener.
Right.
These are in their permanent file, in yes. their permanent record.
In the right. permanent record chip, and we're going to find out how these boys did in the last semester.
Yes, we are, and we're dangerously close to giving away that laser eye thing, so
ooh.
Please keep track of the words, and I got to get them written down myself. We'll be right effing back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh.
Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa.
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull that out. The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy. I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, listen to this.
Hi, this is Fabio. Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Thanks, Fabio.
The keynote speakers at the BM Banquet.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Looking at tomorrow's show, and we have a guest tomorrow. The guy's name is Tim. That's all I'm going to tell you for sure. His name is Tim, and he's a guy who believes that the government is watching us through our cable and satellite TVs.
Where really? Where we find him?
Charlie?
That must have been an exhaustive search.
That guy,
very tough.
Has that guy been confirmed for tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll be on tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah.
Tim.
What else?
He was asking me if it was Tim McCarver. No, Robert.
That was Rob.
Here tomorrow too.
Oh, and Robert Mailman will be here?
Yes.
Right, write down a time on that for me. You just put it right there on that little thing that you give me. Write it
I'm
down.
I'm sure he'll get here at noon.
And Robert's going to bring probably OxyContin.
Right. OxyContin. Mm-hmm. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
It could be a party for you
It's a big
tomorrow.
Week for me. Yeah.
It could be a party for you. Okay, we've got the report cards for Joe versus Rob.
Now, I think it's pretty obvious who will score better on these report cards, but I'd like... Is there a lot of text, or is it just kind of check marks?
No, you get graded on a 1 to 5 scale.
Okay.
In various areas. this is Infinity Broadcasting.
What are you boys doing back there? God, they're having a party in the back of the studio. Yeah,
we were discussing some of our report card grades and wondering why one of mine was
click,
so
click,
high.
Click.
Now, there was a click right there. That was a click with Charlie
click,
and...
Click.
Uh-huh. And Joe and Rob.
You know how I feel about that.
Hey. Click, click, click.
Charlie, do you have your report card?
Not with me.
Not with you? All right. Well, then, just for the purposes of demonstration, it'll be Joe and Rob.
Very good.
This is the year-long appraisal, the performance appraisal,
right.
Where if you've done a great job, it, you know.
It doesn't matter if you've done a great job. You're evaluated regardless.
Yeah, but, if you really do good, mm-hmm. that's where you're supposed to get a raise.
Oh, that's how it works.
That's the way it's explained, that either you get a raise or you do good enough to keep your job or you get fired.
But apparently no matter what happens, you get 3%.
Really? So it's not like if you have an outstanding report card, you'd get 4%.
Well, now, here's what I've heard, that because of the tough economic times we're in, there are some people that like to give more than 3% to, but 3%
is the ceiling.
That's where it tops out.
Company-wide.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So here we go. Joe Ardinger versus Rob. These are the actual employee forms. Use this form to appraise the individual's performance during the last 12 months. For each performance area, circle an evaluation rating based on the following. And here is the scale. 5, clearly outstanding.
Ah.
4, consistently exceeds standards and expectations.
Oh, I hate these things. Mm.
3, that's why you just got to go with the number and not what they say.
Right.
3, consistently meets standards. 2, needs improvement. Uh-oh. 1, unsatisfactory.
You think we get out of school, Joe, and you think it ends, but no. It doesn't, does it?
I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, before I look at any of the scores, I'm thinking, if you're not a 5 or a 4, you're in bad shape.
I would think so, because, I mean, nobody wants a person that's just eking by, you know.
And that would be a 3.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a 2, you're in dire straits.
2, you're in danger of losing your job.
1 is unsatisfactory.
Right.
So here's the first question. There, it's performance areas, and there are 12 different things here.
And, you know, for the managers as well, I think this would be a pain in the ass to have to fill this out on everybody.
It's a dog and pony show.
Sucks.
Work quality. Produces high-quality work on a timely basis, meets deadlines, maintains accurate records, adheres to established standards and procedures. That is what is the description under work quality.
Right.
My man, Rob Spiewak, give him a 5.
Wow.
Good job.
Outstanding.
Clearly outstanding.
That's right. Now, this is now both Rob's and Joe's were filled out by the same guy.
They were, by Cameron Gray, the operations director.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Ardinger, work quality, a 3.
Ouch.
Hey, it's adequate.
It's adequate.
Yeah. Administrative and management.
Is this question 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the company would like, demonstrates ability to effectively manage multiple projects, delegates and supervises, clearly evaluates employee performance. Rob Spiewak steps up to the plate and is graded with a 4.
A 4.
Oh, Rob, I know you don't like the 4s.
Hate it.
You liked the A's when you were going to school.
Pretty strong, though.
Joe Ardinger. Not applicable. Not applicable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to evaluate people.
Not applicable.
Right.
But he does have to evaluate people. He has to evaluate callers.
What's Cameron's phone number?
I think it is
applicable. Point.
Does pretty
well.
You know what? I think he gets a 5 on that. I am not lying.
Is it 872? Is that Cameron?
And I use as my case in point that last caller we had.
Beautiful.
Hi, it's Cameron.
Hey, Cameron, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Assuming that Joe,
I
got bronchitis.
Not applicable to this position. Administrative and management.
Yes.
You gave Rob a 4. Assuming that Joe does, in fact, provide guidance and feedback, he's the first line of defense when someone calls the show.
He evaluates the caller.
He's the director of, what do they say?
First Impressions.
First Impressions.
KFH in Wichita.
That's
director of First Impressions.
Right.
You know, I know you didn't do it on the form, but give him a number for the job that he does. I mean, take the criteria
of evaluating callers
and make it Joe's job. Joe screens calls. Give him a 1 to 5.
I will give Joe a 3.
Wow.
Thanks, Cameron.
That's great.
Thank you, Cameron.
All right. Cameron's on a roll today.
There's
a
3.
Good. He was better off with NA.
And we got to break in for 2 things. First.
Oh, look, here they come. Now, what's their performance evaluation?
They've been coming in too much today at the beginning of the song.
Oh, now I'm bummed out. Look at that lead. Robert Palmer.
let me do mention that we are giving away Witten Laser
Wynton Perot laser eye surgery. Uh-huh. We need three more words right now for story time. If you've listened to the whole show today, we probably should wrap it up relatively soon. I'd be glad to go first.
Okay.
From... I've got the list now, so I'm caught up. Mike or Buzz, you want to go next?
I'd go with her.
Her? Mike? You could end it if you wanted.
Yeah, I think I will.
But don't call yet.
Right. I'm now at standards and practices is what I'm dealing with.
You want to use a letter?
From, can I say,
hole? Yes, you can.
Okay. You just did.
Yes, you can, Mike.
Rob with down labia majora.
We'll accept whole.
Very good.
All right, if you've got the list, stand by. Uh-huh. We'll give away the eye surgery worth $5,500 before you know it.
Very good.
And now back to Joe. Oh, hold on a second.
Behind the tree.
There they are. They really kind of like were silent, and then they just jumped right into it. Oh, look at that. Bye, guys. Bye, Dusty.
There they go. Who is that?
Dusty. I just said Dusty.
Dusty Springfield?
No, it's my weekend with my brother-in-law. I'm sorry. It's like great bad Dusty. It's an effing Three Amigos joke. I'm terribly sorry.
There they are. There's our Halloween spooks.
Wonderful. I sincerely apologize for bringing my private life into my public life. Bye-bye. Bye, Dusty.
All right, so it's Rob ahead right now, and here we go.
Hey, Rob.
As we continue, planning and organizing.
Ah, here we go.
Infinity Broadcasting would like to establish short-term and long-term goals. They'd like the employees to.
Yes.
Set priorities and adhere to schedules and plans.
Uh-huh.
Show forethought in reorganizing problems and being flexible. Rob Spiewak scores a 5.
Big, great for Rob.
Clearly outstanding.
Rob is cheering for himself right now.
Joe Ardinger comes in with a 3.
A 3, another 3. Wow. Look at Joe, he's happy.
I love it. Judgment and decision making. The company would like employees to evaluate issues, research, and investigate facts, and make sound conclusions. Rob Spiewak is graded by our operations director with a 5.
A 5. Wow.
Joe Ardinger has a 3.
A 3. Wow.
Will Joe crack the elusive 4?
I'd love to see him pull down a 4.
You should. Knowledge. That is the next category, knowledge.
Knowledge is good.
Come on, this ought to work for Joe.
Demonstrates competency in job functions, okay. Understanding of job requirements and procedures. Uses sound judgment. Rob Spiewak, 5.
Another 5. Wow.
Clearly outstanding.
Shocker.
Joe Ardinger. 3.
Oh. Another shocker.
That's just because I didn't dump a-hole out 3 times last week.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to tell you that upcoming...
Yes?
In one of these guys' grades, uh-huh. You're going to have...
There's a surprise.
A 4.
Uh-huh.
A 5.
Yeah.
And there is a 2.
Oh, dear.
There has been a grade of 2 given to one of these guys.
Well, Jesus, let me see if I can guess.
Okay. Innovation and creativity.
Oh, dear, now.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, I'm sorry. Poor on this Joe. One. There you go.
The company wants the employees to be self-motivated, take initiative, accept new approaches and concepts. How funny is this with Infinity?
This is
hilarious.
This survey is funny.
And develop solutions to problems. Rob Spiewak scores a 5.
Wow. There you go.
Clearly outstanding. Joe Ardinger pulls his first 4.
Hey, Joe! And that was a complete surprise. I didn't think you'd get that one. Way to go, Joe. He doesn't care.
Communication.
He's just over there laughing like Spicoli.
Communication. Communicates clearly and effectively at all levels. Produces easily understandable procedures. Effectively deals with others. Rob Spiewak. Five.
Thank you.
Another five.
Really outstanding.
Wow.
Joe Ardinger. Two.
Oh, there it is. A two.
And I like not communicating with people.
There you go.
There's nothing
unclear. Well, Joe had an explanation. Didn't you have to say that on the air before, the explanation for the lack
around
of communication?
Here, if I want to communicate with people, I might as well just get on the air and do it, because
now,
if I just whisper it to somebody, it'll get around the station.
Bingo.
I got a flyer because we're running out of time. There is a spot for development where the manager can write in, where applicable, indicate specific skills and abilities necessary to be more successful.
Development is the word arrested used in there.
Now, on Rob's, you'll notice it's blank. There is no room for development.
Right.
Perfect. However, Joe does have a comment.
A comment. Fantastic.
Written by Cameron Gray, the operations manager. Need to better communicate with co-workers.
Ah, there you are.
And then finally, overall performance rating.
Here we go.
Rob Spiewak, five.
Way to go, Rob.
Thank you.
Joe Ardinger, three.
Three. Oh, Joe, so they're telling you there's a chance.
Fantastic.
Now, whether it's a 5 or a 3, you get
3%. Yeah,
there you go.
That's my question.
That's the real
grade.
Rob,
congratulations. You did well, but I still have hair.
All right, Joel. Alan's not on his phone. I'll ask him another.
It was adequate.
Yeah, it was adequate.
It was barely adequate, Joe, and you should be proud of that.
That was an adequate joke, an adequate insult.
Joe, Rob's a little hot about the fact that he only got 3%. And, Joe, are you hot about the fact you only got 3% or happy with the fact that you only got
3%? Honestly, in this day and age, I know too many people have lost their jobs. I'm happy to have a job. I'm happy to get a raise.
That's the right attitude. Yeah.
There you go.
And I don't think Rob was unhappy about the raise. I think Rob was unhappy about the 4.
I think in these current times, I mean, we're losing 100,000 jobs a week
right
in this country. So.
Rob, I think I know the answer, but please be honest. Which were you more unhappy about, the money or the 4?
The money.
The money.
The money?
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, Rob. You like the 5s.
I do like the 5s.
You do. Rob, weren't you shooting for all 5s?
Would have been nice.
Yeah.
Would have been something.
Maybe next year.
Okay.
Yeah, he is upset about the money.
Yeah, I know he's pissed about the money.
Just below the surface of Rob, you never know. One of these days, that top's going to explode.
I had the conversation with him before the show today. Right. He's like,
I'd like to kill them all. I'd like them all to be dead.
3%.
If I gave Infinity a grade on how much I care about this,
right?
It would be a 3.
Thank you, Joe Arthur.
Joe Arthur, ladies and gentlemen.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
I'm proud of you, Joe. You done good. And how about you, my A student?
Yeah, I'll do an adequate job of providing for my children, I suppose.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Fair vote.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Me.
He made it up.
I'm sorry, Julia. No more absinthe tonight. There's simply no money for it.
Yeah. But look at Daddy's microphone.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Now
man.
It's flying from every angle.
Jeez, this is getting interesting.
From every angle it's flying. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, did animal illusionist Roy Horn bribe his way into the hospital?
And here is our story.
Oh.
Written, printed.
That's right, yep.
It's a bestseller.
It is.
We're done with it. Do you want the $5,500 laser eye surgery right now for Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates? If you've listened to the whole show today, you've got the story.
Very good.
You've got the story. You've got all the words about our friend Lisa Remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Call her 100. You'll win the $5,000 prize. At 877-365-3636. We'll do that and Buzz.
Stay tuned.
So stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a titty bar. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I don't know about that. Titty bars are pretty good.
Amen.
Time for Buzz's news and comments brought to you by Viramax. Sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Buzz, give us just
No, right?
30 seconds. This should be easy picking.
I would think so.
The prize to give away.
So easy to win the laser eye surgery with $5,500. Dr. Whitten from the Whitten Perot Laser Eye Associates.
And there's that wonderful music, which means we're going to get a winner.
Yeah. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, am I the 100th caller?
Yes, you are, honey. And what is your name? Any idea?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Yes, my name is Aaron. I'm calling from Fairfax, Virginia. I love you guys.
Right around the corner.
Wow. Thank you. Indeed. On 106.7 WJFK. I hope you've been listening to the whole show. I'll give you the first line of the story. And then as you read each word, do it like that so I can play the ding every time you get a word correct, okay?
Okay.
The story starts, King of Queens television star Leah Remini was upset because...
Her mask...
No.
Sorry.
One word at a time.
Her, and then you hear...
Got it.
Yeah. Her.
Okay. Her.
Okay.
Massive, swollen, pus-spewing ego was eager to spew... Poisonous, vindictive, vaginal bile from her hole.
Yeah!
All right!
It's that easy.
That, not only is that a great prize and a great contest,
right.
But just a great story. Robbie, send that to TV Guide.
That'll be wonderful.
ASAP.
Reader's Digest.
Great bathroom reading.
King of Queens star Leah Remini was upset because her massive, swollen, pus-spewing ego was eager to spew poisonous, vindictive, vaginal bile from her hole.
And if you're going to spew into this.
You've won a laser procedure courtesy of Whitten Perot Laser Eye Associates with the very best in technology. Now you can have the D.C. Metro's premier LASIK surgeons and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month, no-interest financing. Everybody call 800-626-LASER today. Your procedure is worth $5,500.
Wonderful.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, and we'll do it again tomorrow and every day this week.
Yay.
And our thanks, my personal thanks to Dr. Whitten, who did my eyes.
Very good.
And who fondled me. And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzzsky.
Hi, Don and Mike. Every once in a while, inspectors from the United States Department of Agriculture would show up at the Siegfried and Roy show to make sure that the animals were healthy, well-treated, and safe to be around people. The show always passed inspection, even when it shouldn't have, according to an animal rights group.
Uh-oh.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says Siegfried and Roy bribed their way through the inspections by giving the inspectors expensive tickets to the show.
Hey, Rob and I have been to that show. That's no bribe.
No bribe at all.
That's no bribe.
PETA's now asking for a full-on investigation. Quoting a PETA spokesman, it's clearly a conflict of interest. The USDA has turned a blind eye to red flags they clearly should have noticed. This may explain why. Spokesman for the show and for the government have no comment.
And no, details from PETA.
No.
What the red flags are, right?
No. Just the free tickets is all they mention.
Sure. Roy Horn, getting it done. Getting it done, Roy Horn.
And no update on him, huh?
No, he's still in critical but stable condition.
All right.
He's not in good shape.
And this, of course, would be the tiger. Let's listen. Is that a tiger or is that actually a crocodile?
Actually, that we have it labeled as a leopard.
Here's
the tiger.
Which is really an alligator.
That's the
so cool.
Label says alligator, but it's really our tiger sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, all you Rush Limbaugh listeners out there, it's all an illusion.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That is a cat.
A big cat.
Meow.
Mm-hmm. Huge cat. Anyway.
The Colorado prosecutors going after Kobe Bryant either don't have the evidence to get him convicted or they're saving it for the trial. The evidence they presented in the preliminary hearing is so flimsy the judge scolded them for it yesterday even while he was giving the go-ahead for the trial.
Hey, anybody else dig that, that crazy judge's dumb and dumber haircut? He yeah. really has the bowl on the head look, the judge in Boulder, right. Colorado.
Excuse me, I'm giving a lecture at the college.
Right. The prosecutors say the evidence was weak in the judge's opinion because the judge severely limited the evidence they could present at the hearing. But the judge says there are inconsistencies in the statements made by the accuser and that In her first interview with police, she never once mentioned using the word no when Kobe started to grope her in his hotel room.
And I know we covered this yesterday, but I just love bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
There was a spunk. There was jizz. Yes.
And hair.
There was
hair.
There was white pee. There was number three from somebody other than Kobe Bryant in her underpants?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
But a nurse testified that the accuser's vaginal injuries were not from consensual sex, and that the bellman said she was quite upset when she told him what had happened afterward.
But wouldn't you think that if she was banging a guy, and the guy, you know, he...
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Well, how do I put this, see? Shot his load.
That ain't going to see the light of day.
Sure it is.
No way.
Sure it is. Shot his load.
I like you when you do that. When you look that incredulous.
No, really. There's no reason that shouldn't make the air.
I think that might be
checking now.
All right, but...
It cleared.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah, I thought there's nothing awful with that. You shoot your load. So when he...
He's got another one.
But the thing is, so this girl was with a guy who... You know,
apparently.
SHL.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, load ski. Pow. Pow.
Boom.
Wouldn't you think, wash up, clean underpants. Maybe, I mean, if you've got a puddle.
You mean before you get together with Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got the, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got a swimming pool of some guy's DNA in your underpants.
Yeah.
You know, honey, get a towel. Wipe it off.
Clean up.
Get some nice underpants.
Sure.
Or do a buzz as go commando if you have
to. Unless it had happened on the same day.
Right.
Well, then I would have to say, Your Honor.
She was a whore.
Case closed.
You never know.
It's kind of what Kobe's lawyer's been saying.
But you know what? If she did that, even if she did that, it still doesn't... If
no
he was forcing
no.
himself on
right.
her.
Unless right. that's what Kobe's into.
Oh, baby. Baby, I don't want to be the only man there. I want you to be with someone else before I'm there, baby.
That might be your own fantasy there. That's interesting.
It's very odd. That's
very odd.
Let me look at those underpants, honey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's good.
God.
Dennis Rodman, a bad boy again.
There you go, Dennis Rodman. Well, same music. Here we go.
Or still, the former NBA star has now been charged with DUI after crashing a motorcycle outside a Vegas strip club.
How are you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
I'm I crashed my car. And the motorcycle.
That wasn't yours.
I crashed my sickle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
According to a cop, he borrowed an employee's motorcycle and was attempting to pop wheelies when he hit a pole.
I was wearing dirty underpants.
That I believe. Rodman got some cuts on his legs but was not arrested. He's due in court this next month. Last
Look
month.
Out. A pole.
Crash.
Yikes.
Last month, Dennis was charged with being drunk in public in Newport Beach, California. That's where Dennis lives, and that's where police say they've been dozens of times answering complaints about noise at his house.
Hello. Police here again. Yikes. What's up, Doc? How are you doing? Why do they call it a Riddle Shack? How are you doing?
The Shaq and Kobe show.
Yeah. There you go.
Someday.
Shaq and Dennis.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I got Kobe on the...
We were doing the Shaq, Dennis and Kobe show. Buzz would have to do one.
Kimberly.
Yes.
Kimberly wants to talk about having guys' DNA in her underpants.
Good.
Well, all I know is that if you have unprotected sex, it can last up there for like 3 days.
You mean inside you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
it's possible that she had sex within the last 3 days before, consenting or whatever.
But honey, listen.
And then, in the regular course of events, it seeps out there.
Here's the thing. You know, and I'm just going on what my wife does.
Right.
Generally speaking, she'll jump into a tub right away.
Yeah, but
away.
She's saying it's
right.
Up there. Yeah, but even
soaking
if
soaking won't help.
Okay, well, that was
perfume's just covered up.
That was my question. If you're, but is it in there so deep?
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
You got into a tub right away.
Uh-huh.
That you would, if you were naked and you were just standing and then you were just, you know, had your hands on your hips and you, this is my universe. All of a sudden you hear drip, drip, drip. And you look and there's, you know, some guy going
down. Unless you're cleansing it, you know, like douching or whatever, it's still going, you could still technically have some DNA that could fall out.
Right. I believe we're going to send you a cork.
I think that's. You say me.
She was just giving us some medical facts.
That's right.
That's right.
Don and Mike Veggie Cork.
Veggie Cork. The amazing Veggie Cork.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Remember, women can drip for up to 3 days.
And remember, with that cork, one size fits most.
There you go.
Oscar-winning actor Robert De Niro has prostate cancer, but the doctors are optimistic.
Again, Buzz, I said it before.
I'll say it now. You're praying for him.
There's no need to get the music. I'm not going to re-pray and do the whole thing.
Okay.
Just let me say that you milk that prostate, and I drink that milk. And I know that it's not...
What are you trying to say, Don? You might want to explain this to people that might have just tuned in.
Yeah.
I was praying earlier in the show for Robert De Niro's prostate,
right,
saying if you milked his prostate, you give me a pint of Ben and Jerry, and I'm going to have Choco prostate.
Wow.
I'm going to have a flavor. You milk Robert De Niro's prostate. That's what a fan I am. I'll put it on my cereal in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Whatever comes out of his prostate.
That's how big a fan you are.
That's how big a fan I am.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to begin to tell you how disturbing that is, but I know you feel it from the heart.
I'm a big fan of Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that.
You think?
You'd have to be.
Mike, I would make you up.
Now, don't you bring me into your private hell.
I would make you something you'd like.
I wouldn't want it.
The Robert De Niro prostate creme brulee.
Oh, you know I like creme brulee.
I know you do.
Darn it.
I know you do. And imagine if it was famous.
All in sugary goodness.
De Niro's prostate.
I probably wouldn't even taste it.
You would.
Try it.
Stop. Stop it. Everybody stop.
You might.
Jesus.
You might taste his prostate.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
They say that because the cancer was found early and because the 60-year-old's in excellent physical condition, they expect a full recovery. 250,000 American men are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year, and 29,000 die from it. Frank Zappa was one of the casualties. Joe Torre and Rudy Giuliani are two of the survivors. Most men should start getting checked for it at age 50, 40 for African-American men.
Buzz?
Yes, that would be me. I'm 50 now.
Have you been checked?
Oh, I started checking years ago.
Right? Hey, yeah. You got butt cancer in my pudding.
You got pudding in my butt cancer. Jesse.
Those two great tastes.
Yeah.
Tastes great together.
You know, your fascination with the butt enters into this. You know that, don't you?
That's why I'm strangely
quiet about
this.
All things rear end. The
prostate is down in that area, though.
It's in the neighborhood.
You access it by going in that place
that
you don't like to talk about. That you are fascinated with, and it's very interesting.
You milk it. You milk it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? That's Einen finger.
Yeah.
Down there where you don't want touch.
Not my finger, and I'm not doing the touching.
You're drinking that stuff.
I'm saying I'm drinking the stuff.
Okay. I ask one thing.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
I wouldn't have said it if I hadn't thought about it.
Okay.
Mike.
He drinks cow's milk and never touches the cow.
This is true.
Most men who
get it. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what a great commercial is, though.
What is it?
And I know everybody's seen this one, and the thing with the cow made me think of it.
Uh-huh.
It's for the Quiznos. The guy's sitting on the bench, and he says, why are you eating that sub from the other place when you could be having this hot Quiznos? What were you, raised by wolves? And the guy is, they go, like they do the flashback thing, and the guy who was eating the other sub, he's in a den with a bunch of wolves, and he is actually nursing. he's down there going. And the guy just looks up.
And is he full grown?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a man.
Yeah,
and he's a weird looking dude. And he says, Yes, I was, Ray. I will. Now, that commercial made me laugh out loud because the way that the guy is really appears to be nursing.
You can thank Tom Green for breaking that barrier down.
And there are other baby animals that are nursing around him as well.
That's good. I haven't seen that, but I want to.
And unrelated, but also really, LOL. Right. And I know you like LOL.
I like LOL.
I am H.O.
Right.
You love LOL.
Absolutely.
Ben Affleck, Greg Kinnear, in the new Farrelly Brothers movie about the conjoined twins.
Oh, is that what it's about?
It's Matt. What? Who did I say?
You said Ben Affleck.
It's Matt Damon. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Matt Damon and who else?
And Greg Kinnear. They play conjoined twins. I saw somebody sent me an elongated trailer that has scenes of them playing hockey, attempting to make out with a girl.
Oh, my God.
It is so effing funny. I don't know.
I'm laughing at the premise.
I don't know the name of the movie. Right. The timing is perfect because those two, Fred and Johnny D's, they were joined at the head and separated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I saw the preview a couple of times in the theaters real fast, and they don't show you a whole lot because they really don't want to let you know.
Well, you know, if it's the Farrelly Brothers, I mean, get ready for some ground to be broken.
Yeah. They don't want to let you know that, hey, this is what we're tackling now is, Siamese twins.
Right. Siamese twins.
But
and hillbillies want to be called Sons of the South, but it ain't going to happen.
You check it out and tell me if it does not look
I can't wait.
Like maybe
Christmas season?
The funniest movie. Yeah, I think so.
Very good.
And Greg Kinnear can be funny.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like using Matt Damon in it. And he doesn't do a lot of comedy.
No, and it's got a scene where I guess Greg Kinnear likes to get laid all the time. and Matt Damon's half doesn't like to get laid all the time.
Oh, my God.
And I think they're joined right at the left hip.
Oh, fantastic.
So they're able to each have some mobility. And
oh, Jesus, that's going to be fantastic.
How great. How great is that?
That is, you know what? We always have to guard against it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope.
All right.
You know, because sometimes when you oversell a comedy, you get disappointed. But I hope it's funny.
Farrelly Brothers do okay. Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We've got to take one phone call, and then we have to take a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
This is Fabio.
Now, your name is really Fabio?
I swear to God.
Now, what's it been like living with the burden of that name?
Ah, man, it's been a hell, man. Ever since I was small.
Really? Do you have a nickname? Do you have a nickname?
Nah, I just go by Fabio.
Fabio. All right. Listen, I thought it would be funnier. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, he has a funny name, Fabio. It's just like the Halloween greeting we've been saying all day.
What is your last name?
Oh, I'm not going to give that out on the air.
Well, now we've not announced where you live.
Yeah, don't worry about it, ass.
I don't think so, man.
Okay. Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Okay. Hey, my mother's a damn whore, man. What can I say?
Well, you know, I think we've concluded one thing on the show. If you learn anything from the show, two guys named Fabio, two idiots.
Thanks, Fabio.
All right, man.
I thought we had something there.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye, man.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. Bye-bye, ass.
Don Mike, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys, that pair of panties that she was wearing with the sperm and the hair in it?
Yes.
That was the day after she was raped. She took the underwear that she was wearing when she was raped in as evidence, and they were clean. The day she walked in, she had a physical exam for the rape, and that's when they found the sperm and the hair.
Hmm.
So it looked like she had done something the day after she was supposedly raped.
All right. Did you get any of it?
I don't follow that.
It's all very confusing. This is why I'm not an attorney.
No, what?
Why don't you hold on? We'll put you on with Fabio.
Thank you. Hold on. Sorry about that, Buzz. Sorry about that. Two calls that went. Yeah, no need for the fanfare.
No need at all.
It's foggy. You get foggy here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, I like.
This is ghetto-licious.
Right.
Winning Lottery.
Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Leonard Kravitz banging Nicole Kidman right here. Ain't it marvelous?
That's tight, man.
Doesn't that sound like Smokey Robinson? This whole song, this whole production.
Absolutely.
Sounds so much like Smokey Robinson.
You have been a Lenny Kravitz fan for as long as I can remember.
I love Leonard Kravitz.
And now look where he's Kravitzing.
Look at him. Look where he is. Look at the labia majora he gets to be with now.
And she's a Yankee fan.
Mike, I made
a thing. Why didn't she just take her kid to the game? I read the article.
Maybe
I researched it because I'm a huge Nicole Kidman fan.
I don't think Nicole Kidman knows how to play baseball.
Then let me, on behalf of myself and my family, please apologize to Ms. Kidman for my horrible comments of last week.
The whole thing was what? That she was at the Yankees-Red Sox game wearing a Red Sox hat? I think the worst thing you said was...
No, she was at the Yankee Stadium, and she was wearing the Yankee hat.
I think the worst thing...
Where she was rooting.
Yeah. I think you said Tom Cruise is a fag.
No.
No, you also said she...
I called her a whore.
Yes, yes. She exchanged her favors for money.
I know, and
Did you say that Tom Cruise is a fag?
I may have. I may have said some very cruel things to her, and I'm one of her biggest fans. And
heat of the moment.
I just wanted to apologize. I think that's important in
your
life.
Her most money fan.
I'm a money fan. Money.
Alan Alda was down in Chile.
Who?
Alan Alda?
Alan Alda.
Yeah, he was down in Chile when he fell ill with an intestinal blockage.
Oh, dear.
The former MASH star was there filming a PBS documentary, and that's where he had emergency surgery. He's apparently okay now. Falling ill.
Hawk itchy eye.
He asked for no visitors. His wife is now at his bedside.
And coincidentally, no one wants to visit him.
Yeah, no visitors. Like they were lining up outside the hospital in Chile.
Well, that's why you ask. You don't have to face that embarrassment.
Right.
Okay, chew on this. Angelina Jolie will eat just about anything, especially if it squirts.
I bet there's a lot of her to chew on.
Whoa, what's that mean?
Well, I'll tell you. The lovely but loony actress says she's been eating insects to teach her adopted son about his Cambodian heritage.
And again, a great choice to give a child to. Angelina Jolie.
She says she started eating grubs, cockroaches, crickets, and bee larvae at her new home deep in the jungles of Cambodia. She says she loves the way the bugs squirt when you bite into them. Quoting her, you can get them with peanuts inside or with guts. I like them. They're really meaty and high in protein.
You know, as someone who has adopted myself and not adopted into the best family in the world, as is well documented, there are a lot of people out there who really want to have a kid, who will really treat a kid great, and will never get the opportunity. Why does Angelina Jolie get one and then do nutty stuff like eat bugs with it? And even if you're going to eat bugs with your kid, don't call a reporter in to tell a reporter you're doing it.
I know. That's why she does it, though. You see? It's one giant game that she's playing.
I guess so.
That's what it's all about.
I don't know.
And insects are good for the Atkins diet. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I eat them.
If Seinfeld could make a TV show about nothing, then David Blaine figures he can write a book on that same subject. After spending 44 days of doing nothing inside a plastic box, the disillusionist says he'll now write a book about the profound thoughts he had inside that box.
Blow me.
He claims he learned the secrets of the universe inside that box.
Oh, come on.
Blow me.
Publishers hope to have it ready in time for your Christmas shopping, so I know you'll plan accordingly.
What a criminal.
That's the trick. And if that's the kind of intellectual stimulation you crave, then you'll also want to buy Justin Timberlake's book. It should be quite an autobiography after 22 long years on the planet. Of course, there's the part about banging Britney, and in case you hadn't kept track, he's now sleeping with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, quoting a friend, she's moved in with him, and it's intense.
That has been out there for a long time.
Yeah, now I remember. Maybe I blocked it.
In sports, the World Series continues with Game 3 tonight in Florida. The Marlins and Yankees even at one game apiece.
Go
Marlins.
Real fast, made me think of this. Nick and Jessica. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen this one. I just recently saw the episode, Newlyweds.
Yeah.
Nick and Jessica on MTV.
Right.
Where she's opening a can of
Chicken of the Sea.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yes.
And she said, "Well, it's."
I thought that was on Letterman.
No, that was a real.
She was talking about Chicken of the Sea on Letterman.
I think she was talking about the episode in which I was watching this thing. With my kid said, "Hey, I TV'd something. Come watch it."
So that's where she made the stupid statement.
Yes, in the kitchen to her husband, she said, "In real life,
you know, as real life as MTV can get.
Yeah.
You know, she has a can of chicken of the sea tuna.
Uh-huh.
She thinks it's chicken. She says, but I want tuna, but it says chicken because it says chicken of the sea. Right.
That's worth watching. Then there's the other one where she's apparently jumping up and down trying to get into a wetsuit, and you see her.
That's
hand.
Mr. Skinhead. Right, yeah. I mean, I got to start watching the show. My kid tells me I'm missing the funniest show in the
world. Newlyweds apparently is really worth it, and they're saying it could be the next Osbournes.
Wow. She's so dumb.
Makes you want to get a TV.
Finally, you see what? These...
I don't know. It's just there's such great stuff on television.
I like it when you're on painkillers.
You see these books...
He's on painkillers?
No, he just had a little absinthe before he came in. Okay.
You see these books all the time everywhere. Shakespeare for Dummies, Windows for Dummies. But the book from that series entitled Candle and Soap Making for Dummies really is for dummies. First, of course, you have to make the lye. Lye is a caustic ingredient basic to soap making. You make that by mixing sodium hydroxide and water. And if you remember from chemistry class, the rule is acid into water, never water into acid.
Right.
The book gives the instructions in the wrong order. This can cause a violent chemical reaction that will cause sputtering and spewing and blindness if it gets in your eyes. The government's recalling the book. Dummies.
Hey.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You're crazy, Buzz. We gotta go.
Crazy man.
We'll try to do better tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, a guy who thinks that... I know what it is. His whole thing is that he thinks the government's watching us through our remote controls.
Yeah. I wonder how we found him.
That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
You
still coming over to make soap tonight?
BM.
Peters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.